cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Ooh, I'm home.
This is your sofa speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch.
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby.
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake. And I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
You're a shovel. Come on.
Oh, real nice coming from a rake. Ooh, get these heavy leaves off me. Hey, man, my last gig, I almost got electrocuted, nearly drowned, and went head-to-head with a metal pipe. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
It doesn't take the sharpest tool in the shed to call 811.
Our guy calls every time he digs. The mailbox, landscaping, the deck. Oh, man, that was a big job.
Oh, remember that?
Oh, that was a big one.
Yeah, remember.
Calls every time? Cool.
Calling 811 is so easy, any tool could do it. It's quick and easy. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone. Calling 811 before digging prevents utility outages, legal hassles, and personal injury.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871.
Don't forget, always check your decks.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Attention, senior friends. Every day here in St. Louis, there is a child who needs you. Your warmth, your hugs, your unselfish inspiration. Answer that need by becoming a foster grandparent. Call Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297. If you are 60 years of age or older, income eligible, and can share just 20 hours a week at a designated site, as a foster grandparent, you are a paid volunteer and receive reimbursement for your transportation. And of course, there is the joy of knowing you have made a difference in the life of a child. Open your arms and your heart wide. A child is there waiting for you. Join us, 918-2297. Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
When crime prevention is your life, your days don't stay quiet for long. What did I tell you? My name? McGruff the Crime Dog. I wear a trench coat.
McGruff, I need help.
That was a concerned citizen. And boy, did she sound concerned.
I'm very concerned.
What did I tell you?
Someone took out a loan in my name. They're pretending to be me and spending my money. I can't understand.
It's called identity theft. And it's growing fast. Safeguard your personal information, like your Social Security, credit card, or bank account numbers. On the phone, online, even around the house. Because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad. Not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day. Likes to go for long walks or runs. Want to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Revolution!
remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Did I say welcome to the wake-up call? My goodness gracious. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609, that would be the facts. Huh. Well, think about this. If you're not having a good day yet, I don't know why you're listening to my show, but if you're not, if on some chance you are not having a good day, think about it this way. Your day could be Senator Larry Craig's day. You could be living Senator Larry Craig's day. Now, Senator Craig pled guilty to attempting to solicit sex in a male bathroom. Okay, he pled guilty to that. And what has he said in his defense? I should have talked to a lawyer? Huh? I didn't do it? Huh? Shouldn't you be removed from, shouldn't you step down as a United States Senator for pleading guilty to solicitation of sex in a bathroom, a man's bathroom stall, man's bathroom? Shouldn't the Republican Party be coming forward and saying, you know what? Step down, Larry Craig. We don't want to be part of you. You are not part of us. You are a United States citizen. You're a United States Senator. And you have violated our code of ethics. So in the Republicans' failure to demand his resignation, are we to assume, are we to conclude, are we to say, with a little bit of glee, oh, so y'all down with pleading, so y'all down with pleading to solicitation of sex in the bathroom? Huh? Okay, y'all were losing your minds over an affair that Bill Clinton was having with an intern, right? Right? That's wrong. But Bill Clinton denied it, okay? Now, I think that we would have actually seen Republicans implode on the White House lawn if Bill Clinton had pled and then said he didn't do it. I would say, and this is just my observation based upon my years of experience and seeing the world, that when you open up the dictionary and look under the definition of hypocrites and
And or if you open up the dictionary and looked under the word moralless, that would be with those without morals. Here's this. Here is the transcript of the conversation between Larry Craig, Senator, no, U.S. Senator, we ain't talking state senator, we talking U.S. Republican Senator. Here's his conversation with the cop. Larry Craig, am I going to have to fight you in court? D.C. Police, no, I'm not going to be in court unless you want me there. Senator, Republican Senator Larry Craig, because I don't want to be in court either. Well, sweetie, why don't you want to be in court? You didn't do anything wrong, right? Here's what the cop said. Here's the way it works. You'll be released today, okay? Republican Senator Larry Craig. Okay. Cop. All right. I know I can bring you to jail, but that's not my goal here, okay? Republican Senator Larry Craig. Don't do that! You, don't do that! Here's the cop. Okay. We're gonna get into that. Republican Senator Larry Craig. Okay. Here's the cop. But there's two ways. Yes, you can. You can go to court. You can plead guilty. Republican Senator Larry Craig. Yep. There'll be a fine. You won't have to explain anything. Republican Senator Larry Craig. Right. Here's the cop. And you'll pay the fine and you'll be done. Or if you want to plead not guilty, and I can't make those decisions for you. And here's the line of Republican Senator Larry Craig. No. Just tell me where I am. I need to make this flight. Huh? Here's the cop. Okay. Then I'll get to the people that are not guilty. Then, I would have to come to court and end up testifying. So those are two things, okay? Did I explain that part? Republican Senator Larry Craig. Yes. Cop, I'm going to read you your rights, okay? You got it on? And here's what Republican Senator Larry Craig says. Okay. So he reads him his rights, and I will read the rights that he read him so that you will fully understand. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer now or have a lawyer present now or any time during the questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed to you without cost. You understand that each and every... being between the two of us. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. If your weekend is going bad, just think you could be Republican Senator Larry Craig. It could be worse. It could be worse. Stay with me.
X29 in St. Louis, time for a look at your local traffic. On McCausland at Dale Avenue, there was an injury accident reported. Westbound King Bridge between the Illinois Bank and Laclede's Landing traffic is slow. There's road construction on northbound I-270 at I-6440. There's road construction on eastbound I-70 between Route K and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. The right lane is closed there. Traffic is building on northbound I-270 between I-44 and Big Bend. Westbound I-55/70 is slow on the Poplar Street Bridge, and the bridge is closed on Highway 13 at Highway 157. Quick look at your WGNU weather forecast. Sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. Clear for your Friday night with a low in the upper 50s. Currently it is 59 degrees here at WGNU.
Hi. I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Welcome back. You won't find no one else like me. My name is telling you. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding, Michael. How are you?
Fine. I wanted to wish you and thank you for all you've done so far and will do in the future. And to wish you a nice, a good Labor Day holiday weekend.
Well, Michael, I appreciate your sentiments. Can I ask you a favor, please?
Which is?
Over the weekend, if you would tell your friends and encourage your friends and get your friends to come out to our political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, since we're not going to be on the air on Monday. We're losing a day that we can tell people about that, and I would appreciate it if you could tell everybody you know and plan on being there yourself on Thursday at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor for the political candidate recruitment forum. We've got an extraordinary evening planned for you all.
Oh, okay. I could do that, but I'll be at school. That's the problem. I've been so busy. I haven't had a chance to listen to you or
okay.
Like
well, Thursday at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a political candidate recruitment forum, first that it's ever been held in the city. We're going to be looking for candidates to run in elections from the city and the county, central city, south city, north city, representatives, state senators, all of that. And we're going to be working with several organizations to do that. We're going to be working with, of course, the International Urban Institute. We're going to be working with Jobs for Justice. We're going to be working with SEIU. We're going to be working with a group number of people to get this thing done, because we got to make some changes out here. Okay?
Wow. That's a lot of work to do.
All right. Thursday, 6 o'clock at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality.
Okay. Thank you, Liz. Have a good holiday weekend.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. John.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I've got kind of a different point of view about the Senator Craig controversy, and so I'd like to put it out, see what you think
and what
other folks think about it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know the law on soliciting sex in bathrooms. It might be against the law.
It is.
But to me, I don't think it should be. I mean, guys solicit women for sex all the time in bars. They go up to women and ask them, you know, do you want to have sex? And that's not illegal. So, I mean, I can understand lewd conduct would be illegal, but just asking someone if they want to have sex, I don't think that should be illegal.
Well, here's the thing. The difference between a guy coming up to a woman in a bar and, you know, most guys are not that direct with it. There's usually a drink involved and usually conversation.
A whole ritual.
Trust me. There's a whole ritual involved in that pursuit. But at the end of the day, there is no exchange of money. So when he's not soliciting a date. He's soliciting paid for sex in a public bathroom.
Again, I have to plead some ignorance, but I mean, first of all, there's a ritual.
The ritual concludes in the exchange of money, is my understanding of it. It's not simply that they were having consensual sex with adults. There is a financial component to this.
But you know, now in the prostitution sting, my understanding is they can't arrest you on the street until you, you know, actually make the offer and some money, you know, some agreement about money is made. And so in this case, I mean, it's like if you're in a bar and you buy a woman a drink, well, that's the beginning of the ritual.
Like, I hear you. I think
somebody for that. And so then he went ahead and pled guilty for disorderly conduct. I don't think a senator should have to resign because of disorderly conduct.
But that's just the. But here's the thing. It's one thing to say that my disorderly conduct is walking down the street with a flag and a poster that says "Impeach George Bush," and it's another thing for my disorderly conduct when we describe it, soliciting sex in a public bathroom for a United States senator. I would say, even without the exchange of money, John, that is conduct unbecoming a United States senator, particularly a married United States senator.
Well, I agree with that. It's conduct unbecoming, but, you know, to me that's up to the voters.
And
they want, if they're embarrassed by that behavior and think it's inappropriate, you know, fine, vote him out of office.
I hear you, but it's just too delicious to let it go, John. I'm just going to be real. It's just too delicious to let it go.
Well, listen, I mostly call about law enforcement issues, and I'm somewhat in it here, but I'm calling because it's delicious.
Hey, John, are you going to be there Thursday?
I'm sure going to try to make it, Liz.
Okay.
It's hard for me, given my wife's health, get out in the evening sometimes.
Okay.
That's the only thing that would keep me away, because I think that's a really important forum.
Can you send somebody if you don't come?
If I don't come, yes.
Okay.
I will have some, you know, make sure some friends are there and can tell me about it. But I would really like to be there. I think it's so important that the community develops some kind of process.
And will you pass the word on to all the people that you know?
Oh, I've already been doing that.
Okay, great. And also, before I let you off the line, John, what do you think about this vote of no confidence that the Police Officers Association is going to have for Moqua?
Well, I think that is very interesting. I've been reading, you know, on Top Talk and other places of frustration for quite some time, and they are hot under the collar about how he allocates resources in general.
But is it
not just money, but manpower? There's been a lot of talk about, you know, how come there's so many officers at a police game, at a baseball game, you know, where it's in public view and not allocated to other places. Too many detectives and not enough people out on the street. And then there's pension issues.
But see, to me, it's so interesting, John, that the criticism of him is about their pension, their salaries, and that, but not about the fact that it's the number one crime city and that Cop Talk is the place that took down all of the comments about how wrong it was of the cops. How wrong it was to the other cops to steal the tickets.
No, exactly. But, you know, the rank and file were hot about that, how
mm-hmm.
the tickets were handled. But, and there's a lot of places where the Police Association does not get it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that they also have, you know, some legitimate gripes about the administration of this department. So.
I would hate to see him go for administration as opposed to corruption and responsibility for crime. That's what to me that's a more important piece of it. Thank you so much, John.
care.
As always, take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good
the
morning.
Truth will set you free.
Right.
Ms. Brown, I'm calling you about two things. The first thing, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, tell me the difference between this senator here and the one that they're gonna let him stay, the one that was in somebody's he was in a prostitute's book. You remember that one?
Well, yeah. Well, that's not over. I mean, he hasn't resigned. His name and his number is in a Washington Madam's address.
That's the one, Ms. Brown.
But he was just getting a massage.
Oh, he was getting a massage.
He was just getting a massage.
The massage, are they going to let him stay, too?
Well, they haven't asked for him. Okay, here's the possibility.
Uh-huh.
One, when he runs for reelection, his constituents say, you know what, you're just too corrupt.
Right.
Two, they could ask for an ethics investigation of their fellow senator. Three, that means all of the United States Senate, or the Republican Party could call for an ethics investigation, or the Republican Party could ask for him to step down because of conduct unbecoming of a United States Senator.
Is that the one who's getting a massage or something, Ms. Brown?
The one that's gotten the massage from and can you hear the quotation marks around the word? Massage.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the one that got a massage
from a
Washington madam.
A bunch of hypocrites. And, Ms. Brown, another thing I'm glad you brought up with John. I was going to ask you about that. They're going to take a vote of no confidence with Joe Mokla. Ms. Brown, I'm glad this all came about. They're mad because they're not making enough money. They're leaving, going to different municipalities. That's just what they get, Ms. Brown. If they don't want the job and they know how much it pays, don't take it. But remember, Ms. Brown, how they got mad because they didn't want to live in the city. They want to go outside the city. They got that, Ms. Brown. They don't have to live in the city no more. Ms. Brown, see how it's all coming back in their face as far as Joe Mokla was concerned? Like I said, Ms. Brown, Mayor Slay, he's in that mess, too. And they're going to be down there protesting, Ms. Brown, but that pension thing, too. Everything you say is true. And like I said, if you don't want the job, Ms. Brown, like I said, don't take the policeman. Go to another district. And the man who's president over the police associate, Ms. Brown, he's talking about this is the highest crime city, and the officers' morale are low and all that other stuff. Well, that's what you get. Ms. Brown, you have a beautiful day. You keep talking about it, Ms. Brown.
All right, now. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to. We're going to take a break here, folks. I'll get back to you and your comments and much, much, much more. Much, 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 much more. You stay with me.
Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall,
and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at Fire's Head, September 6th at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks. Welcome back, welcome back. You all have given me the best days of my life. This is Liz Brown in the Wake Up Call, 1-877-920-WGNU. Before I get to you all and your voices and your comments and your observations and your keen insight, let me get to some of the wonderful advertisers that support the Wake Up Call, and I want you to support them because that's how it works. That's the relationship we are involved in. You support me, you support the show, you support the information, then support the advertisers. This weekend, it's a holiday weekend. Why don't you do something a little different? Why don't you go to the African Palace Bar and Grill? They're open Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m. tonight. Through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. Go on down there. Tonight is reggae night. And try out some of the wonderful, if you have family coming in from out of town, try out some of the wonderful African cuisine, specializing in dishes from Nigeria, Jamaica, Ghana. This is the ultimate African experience. Come on. Enjoy a journey to the motherland. African Palace. Try something different. Try something fun. They have a wonderful menu. You can do this. It's a fun evening. It's wonderful food. It's not that far from what you eat right now. Come on. Support the African Palace Bar and Grill. Take that wonderful journey to the motherland. And tonight is reggae night. You know what reggae is. Come on. Come on. Old school, new school. You need to be at the African Palace. What's the address? 40057 Hills Drive. And if your birthday, you having a birthday? It's free if you're over 25. You give them a call at 921-4600. They're located at 40057 Hills Drive. Here's their number, 921-4600. The African Palace Bar and Grill. Tell them, I told you to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Craig, good morning. Craig? Hello? Craig? I hear you, Craig.
Oh, Liz.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Liz,
I was thinking about the candidate recruitment form.
Thursday at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor.
Now, Liz, this is where even if you're not right now actively thinking about wanting to run for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody because I guarantee you once you come out there, you're going to be thinking differently about the whole process. And that's why I put together this collaboration of really groups that haven't been brought together collectively before. Because we all have a shared interest in who's going to be elected into our offices, whether they're school board members, whether they are committee men. Because we have the odd, we have committee men races coming up in 2008. We have the odd aldermanic wards coming up in 2008. We have senators. We have state reps. We have in the county, we have all kinds of seats that are up, and the community doesn't get to weigh in on this. And this is a completely community-driven exercise in recruitment of political candidates. Even if you kind of sort of thought about it, come on out. And even if you are thinking about it, bring your resume, bring it, come. And even if you want to just get the information to take it back to somebody that you can talk into joining in being part of the political process, please come out Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. We bring in all kinds of groups together, Jobs for Justice, SEI, you, the International Urban Institute, all of us coming together to work on this.
Liz, that's great. I mean, it's like a whole new way of thinking.
Yes, you know? It is. Got to.
A whole new way of understanding.
Things. Got to.
There's just this one saying that, you know, they say some people look at things, you know, and they see bad things around them. They say, oh, why? And other people, they look at things the way they could be, and they say, why not?
There you go.
And I think that's you, Liz. I applaud you. No, I don't think that's you, Liz. I know that's you. I applaud you, Liz.
Craig, I'll see you on Thursday,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, bring somebody with you.
Okay.
All right, now, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Leonard? Leonard?
Yes, Liz?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Leonard?
All right. I'm a member of Fire in the City Firefighter.
All right, now.
And I was looking at this most recent issue of St. Louis American, and I saw something in there about the public safety director trying to take away all of our air masks and SCBAs that we use to fight fires with. Do you know anything about that? This is my first time hearing of this.
Well, it's my understanding that that is one of the things that he is doing. We have a public safety director that Francis Slay, makes sense to Francis Slay, that a person gets to keep their job if you're public safety director and people die in the Justice Department. You get to keep your job if people escape from the jails. That you get to keep your job if you try to get rid of a fire chief that has brought millions of dollars in grants to the fire department and has kept the fire department safe. That we live in a topsy turvy, bad is good, left is right, up is down world of Francis Slay. It makes sense to him to enable and to keep a public safety director whose legacy is one of keeping us not safe.
Well, my question would be, all of the comments have been about is Chief George, by not making these promotions, is endangering the welfare of firefighters in the city. And I'm just wondering, what does this action do?
There you go. If you want to talk about endangering, we have a fire chief that says the test doesn't measure their qualifications. We're not safe with promoting people with a test that doesn't measure their qualification. And in the upside-down, topsy-turvy world of Francis Slay and his safety director, that's kind of like massage, that makes sense. If we would have a public safety director that wants to promote even though the test doesn't measure their skills. And go ahead.
Just imagine my shock being one of the people that would be affected by if you took the air tanks and SCBA away.
Well, maybe we need to find out where the safety director lives and we need to have a little protest on his lawn. I got a roll, Leonard. Thank you so much for your call. Have a great weekend. 1-877-920-WGNU. Juanita.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, I wanted to share something with you. I heard it. A friend of mine talking about she sends her son to a private school.
Uh-huh.
She pays $400 for him
uh-huh.
and $200 extra for the after-school program.
Okay.
Okay, so, and plus you send a $75 check for the lunches they're supposed to get.
Every month?
Every month.
All right.
Okay, the second day of school, the teacher gave her son just crackers for lunch. And so she didn't know about it until later on that evening, because after work, she took him after the school program. You know, that was late. She took him to a ball game or something.
How old is the son?
He was seven.
Okay.
And she said, I'm hungry. She said, what are you doing hungry? She said, he just had crackers for lunch. So she said, what? So she went and asked the teacher about it. And so she said, well, we didn't get your money, any money. She said, well, I sent a $75 check. And when she was telling me about that, I was so mad. I said, well, that's not the point. The money's not the point to me. You wouldn't let a kid go just crackers.
We didn't get your check, so your baby goes hungry.
Right, right, right. And plus, they got it. It was misplaced. And I said, this is a private school.
That's right. That's what you pay your money for. So you're going to keep your baby up in there, that they could look your baby in the face and say, and know that the mama's check is not there, so we're not going to feed the baby?
Exactly.
Ooh, you're going to keep your baby there?
Right.
What's the name of the school? Tell me.
It's in Cornerwood or something on Olive.
All right now.
Cornerwood.
All right.
This was a white kid and a white mother.
Mm-hmm.
See how they do people, you know.
See how they do people. That makes no sense at all. Wait a minute. Let me just ask you this, because I'm not an expert in this. Is that what Jesus would do?
Exactly.
Is that what Jesus would do, is not feed the baby?
What kind of woman, I would ask, what kind of person are you? Would you do that, you know, to a baby?
No, they did do that to a baby. Is that what Jesus would do? You to look at a seven-year-old who hasn't eaten since breakfast and you give him crackers, and then you expect him to learn.
And the letter they got anyway said that for the first week of school, you're supposed to get it no matter what money. They're going to feed the kids the first week. My goodness.
The first week, that's some messed up stuff.
I'll let you know about that.
All right, thanks for sharing.
All right, bye-bye.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much conversation that we must engage in. Let's get it on in the next hour. Stay with me.
To use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. President Bush will outline special help for homeowners in the wake of the credit crunch and White House remarks today. Some analysts fear the housing industry's downward spiral will pull the entire economy down. The president will also get what's being called a frank assessment of the situation in Iraq from top military advisors when he visits the Pentagon today. ABC's Ann Compton has a preview.
In the Pentagon war room known as the tank, President Bush will hear what the military promises will be unvarnished assessments of the war. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow dismisses missed benchmarks as not the defining issue.
What is significant is that there's progress toward a great number of them.
The Joint Chiefs will brief President Bush, then the commander in Iraq brings his advice 2 weeks from now. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Look for fewer people on the roads this Labor Day weekend, ABC's Jeremy Hubbard explains.
The AAA says that a lot of people are just staying home this year. They can't afford to go anywhere. High gas prices and other high costs of travel are keeping them home.
Orbitz.com analysts say the top three busiest airports will be Chicago's O'Hare, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Philadelphia. A major bookseller is changing its mind and now plans to stock O.J. Simpson's controversial new book. ABC's David Blaustein has the story.
If you really feel the need to buy O.J. Simpson's bizarre book, If I Did It, you'll now be able to walk into a Barnes & Noble and pick it up. Barnes & Noble had previously announced that they would only be selling the book online because of poor customer demand. Well, it turns out that demand has been anything but poor. The retail giant says while the book will be on sale at its stores, they won't be promoting it. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Senator Hillary Clinton was showing her lighter side in a visit to David Letterman's Late Show last night, saying if she's elected, it'll be the first time the U.S. will have a president willing to ask for directions. She also says she's running because she can do the job, not just because she's a woman. This is ABC News.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
It's Labor Day. Time to get your home in shape for the kickoff of football and the Ace Hardware Labor Day weekend sale. Come to Ace now and get a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint, limit 10. Or buy an 18-volt Makita drill kit for $179.99 and get an $80 rebate. Plus buy Buckstop for $3.99 and get a $3.50 rebate. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn 10 points for every dollar you spend. Friday through Monday. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited. Details available at participating stores. All rebates by mail.
A tragic milestone for fans of Princess Diana. Today they're marking the 10th anniversary of the car crash that took her life. ABC's Tom Rivers is in London.
For people here just wanting to show their respects, Kensington Palace in central London is again the focus.
I enjoyed reading about her. She was very charismatic.
And that charisma was felt around the world.
She was a brilliant person. And yes, we are in Germany. We are sad because she's dead. But we come here to honor her.
One thing that hasn't changed over the past decade, the presence of those floral tributes for the people's princess lining the palace gate. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Having trouble getting time off from work? It's not a problem at IBM, one of the corporate cornerstones of America. Big Blue workers get lots of leeway when it comes to time off. Under informal guidelines set by their bosses, they can pretty much go away whenever they feel the need, as long as they get their work done. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7:04. I'm Brian Kaye for WGNU with your news that matters most. I think I like that story about getting the work done and leaving when you can. All right. In local news, a mother has forgiven the driver that killed her two children. 48-year-old Timothy Barnhart pleaded guilty in May to 7 felonies, including reckless homicide, aggravated driving under the influence, and driving with a revoked license. He was passing other vehicles in a no-passing zone near Perrytown when his SUV collided with an oncoming car. Holly Scroggins was critically injured, and her four sons, 4-year-old Mason and 10-year-old Brian, were killed in the accident. Barnhart was sentenced to 18 years in prison yesterday in Madison County Circuit Court in Edwardsville. Governor Matt Blunt has withdrawn his nomination of Rick Sullivan as CEO of the St. Louis Public School Board. Blunt did not have the support of lawmakers in confirming Sullivan as the head of the district's special administrative board. A Blunt spokesperson says that the governor is considering his options with regards to the state-appointed board, but some speculate that Blunt may reappoint Sullivan after the special legislative session is complete. And in sports, the Cardinals kick off a 7-game homestand tonight as they take on the Cincinnati Reds at Busch Stadium. Redbirds are looking to rebound from losing 2 out of the last 3 to the Houston Astros. They are 13-7 in their last 20 games and 34-29. At home this season, Anthony Reyes takes the mound for St. Louis with an ERA of 3.41 in the month of August. He'll be opposed by Cincinnati Reds rookie Tom Sheeran. Game time tonight is 7:10, and the Rams concluded their preseason last night with a win. They took the Governor's Cup. It's the 11th time. 11-7, I think the record is now, over the Kansas City Chiefs with a final score of 10-3. That's a look at local news. Now, time to take a look at your local traffic. And taking a look at the roadways, not too bad this morning. We've had a few incidents in the area. Still some closures. Bellevue and Highway 40 closed due to bridge demolition. That continues in that area. On 270 this morning, looks like we've got northbound 270 between Highway 40 and Ladue Road, an accident. It is on the right shoulder, so do expect some problems there. Not too bad. Kingbridge traffic westbound on the Illinois Bank up to Laclede's Landing. Expect slow going there as well. And that looks like it. Not too much to report this hour. That's good news. Taking a look now at your WGNU forecast for today. Sunny skies on tap. Highs should be in the mid-80s tonight. Clear skies. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. Very nice. For Saturday, sunny skies. Highs in the upper 80s. And for Sunday, still very nice. A little bit warmer, though. Sunny skies expected throughout with a high in the low 90s. Looks like a great start to the weekend for Labor Day. We hope you have a great holiday and stay with us all the way through Monday. We'll have music for you. Dr. Laura in her normal position 2 to 5 on Monday, it looks like. All of our regular hosts will have the day off for the holiday. 59 currently at WGNU, 62 at last look at Lambert Field. That's a look at news, traffic, and weather. Stay tuned. It's another hour of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you put a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that's below me. Below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome. Good morning, everyone. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Welcome back. And I forgive me for my bit of a delay in coming back on this hour. I was glancing through, struggling through the St. Louis Post-Dispatch in an attempt to see if they publicized an important story. And as I look through the Post-Dispatch, the story is not there. And I am a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Puzzled. I'm a bit, how do I say this? Taken aback. Because I'm trying to understand, I'm trying to get a sense, I'm trying to figure out. Matt Blunt sits in the governor's office, withdrew Rick Sullivan as the CEO of the illegal board. He couldn't get confirmation. He could not get confirmation, so he withdrew Rick Sullivan's name. Now, I remember all of the cane that this district caught with getting rid of, with Bill Roberti coming into town and Bill Roberti going through three or four people after Bill Roberti and going through Craig Williams, C-R-E-G, $300,000 man, Williams. And there was a great deal of criticism, indeed, the Danforth misinformation report also focused on the fact that there was a whole lot of turnover in the St. Louis public schools, therefore we need the state to take over. Well, the state has attempted to take over, and in less than 2 months, the state has removed the CEO of the illegal board. So who's running the St. Louis public schools now? Now, that's why we needed an elected board, because that kind of stuff doesn't happen, at the first week of school. We're 1 week into the first week of school for the largest district in the state of Missouri, and the governor has removed the CEO, Rick Sullivan, because he couldn't get a confirmation for Rick Sullivan. The law says that there has to be a CEO. So now who's running the stuff? And please explain to me, as I struggle to understand, and I'm being facetious in case you can't hear it, because I do understand. I do understand why there's nothing in the paper about that. That's a big old story. That's a big old story, isn't it? Now, there may be a strategy with the baby boy governor that we have. I'll remove him because then I'll try to appoint him again when the session goes back. But in the meantime, in the in-between time, in the contempt you have for our children time, it is clear that nobody cares about the educational. Nobody in Jefferson City. No. Nobody in the governor's office. No. Nobody in the Missouri legislature cares about the education of the children that go to school in the public schools of the city of St. Louis, because it is comfortable for them. It's reasonable for them that a week into the new school year, you remove the CEO that you say should be running the district? Oh, we can play politics with these babies' education because we don't care. Huh. Huh, y'all need to be losing your mind. Y'all need to be losing your minds. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have lots of stuff to talk about. I ain't done yet. Stay with me.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Kirby Van Hirsch, you won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cast. Kirby Van Birch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Birch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Baile para que, baile musebetse, baile para que. Baile musebetse, makanisi konando, benza kwankalena. Makanisi konando, benza kwankalena. Baile parake, baile musebetse, baile parake, baile musebetse, makanisi.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. And the business that we have been about on this show is always about political, always about social, important issues that impact and affect the community that we live in. And it seems like it's just hard to it's just hard to keep track of all of the issues that are impacting the world that we live in. And right now, in the state of Missouri, one of the issues that is percolating through our legislative halls, at least it was in last session, it even kind of got brought up during the special session that was held recently, a couple days ago. And I believe it's going to be an issue that every presidential candidate in this extraordinarily elongated presidential race is the issue of immigration. And I want to talk about this from the perspective that we don't hear about the cost of our hard-heartedness with our immigration beliefs, our anti-immigration understandings, and the disconnect between what this country is supposed to be about. And to talk about this, I have joining me the president of NOW, the National Organization for Women, Kim Gandy. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Kim, there's always a million things to talk about.
Oh, the list is so long. And, of course, some of it's really sad. You know, poor Alberto Gonzalez who run out of office over just, you know, a few little white lies to Congress.
You know, and I could barely get myself out of bed this morning just because I was just, I was in a fetal position just in pain over his pain.
Oh, and poor Larry Craig from
Idaho. You know.
Set up by those police officers in that Minneapolis airport. He was just stretching his feet wide.
Stretching his feet really wide.
He really has a very wide stance.
And he also had that left hand that he crossed all the way over his body to stick under the stall. Well, that happens all the time. I mean, I've never,
picked something up and he was left-handed.
And you
he
know
had
what?
Fallen way over on the right side.
And in all fairness, Kim, I'm really not familiar with all of that. Maybe they just set things up differently in men's bathrooms, okay? Maybe they just do. I don't know.
Maybe they only put the toilet paper every other stall and you have to reach over and up.
I don't know. So, you know, maybe I'm rushing to judgment on that.
I know. Isn't that terrible? Well, there's a lot of news, but some of it's good.
Some of it's really, really, really good. But I want to move to this immigration issue because this is one of the, when I use the word hard-hearted. And this kind of story is doesn't it kind of speak to where some people are? And maybe hard-hearted may be harsh, but it also is maybe people aren't considering all of the ramifications of our belief system with respect to immigration.
Well, I think there's a lot that people just don't understand. I know there's a lot I didn't understand about what was happening, particularly with this administration's immigration enforcement and how incredibly cruel and heartless it has been to the point of separating mothers and small children, literally separating mothers from infants that they were still breastfeeding, separating toddlers from their mothers, and in some cases leaving them completely stranded, snatching their mothers up off the assembly line and carting them away without any thought to what was going to happen to the children that they had left with somebody else who themselves had to leave for work. And it's just unbelievable what has happened to the families that have been ripped apart. Most of these children are U.S. citizens who are being deprived of their parents. And I mean, nobody's advocating for illegal immigration, but there's a real missing link of fairness in the way the system is set up, that people from some countries can come right here and people from other countries wait 10 years, 15 years, 20 years to try to join their family members.
And also, don't we have the piece that one group of immigrants is the face of undocumented workers? And other immigrants get a free pass on the whole concept of undocumented workers.
Sure. Well, you know, Scandinavian immigrants are really, you know, everybody's up in arms about that.
Or how about English immigrants? Or how about Irish immigrants? Because there are a whole lot of undocumented Irish workers in the New York area alone.
Sure. And I think what people fail to think about is that often their own ancestors came here without documentation, without paper. Some of them were brought involuntarily,
mm-hmm.
as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But think about the Irish who came here, and there were signs that said no Irish need apply, and the Italians, no Italians need apply. And yet people of Italian and Irish ancestry can certainly be heard to say, I don't want those Mexicans here.
There you go. And when we have to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we will bring on our other guest, Olga Vivas. She will also be talking about this case, this particular case, and I think it's really going to touch your heart and help you understand what is at risk as we put together and come together with a immigration policy. We will be back. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to stay with me.
Good morning, 728 in St. Louis. Time to take a quick look at WGNU traffic. Not too much going on this morning on the highways. Northbound 270 drivers have an accident on the shoulder. That is between Highway 40 and Ladue Road. Expect some slowdowns there as everybody takes a look. Also, Kingbridge traffic westbound between the Illinois Bank and Laclede's Landing. Still just a little bit of slow going there. Lots of construction throughout the area. Be careful with that going on today. Northbound also, drivers 270 westbound between Bell Fountain and West Florissant. Traffic is slow there. Quick look at the forecast. Sunny skies on tap for today. Highs expected into the mid-80s tomorrow. Very nice. Great start to the Labor Day weekend. Sunny and a high in the upper 80s. 59 currently at WGNU. 62 at last look at Lambert Field. That's a look at traffic and the quick weather. Stay tuned. We've got more of the award-winning Wake Up Call coming up. I'm Brian Kay for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most.
Person Roofing, I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward. And every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree. And I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Your St. Louis Sears store is the place to shop for all your appliance needs. And this Labor Day weekend, you'll find 15% off all appliances, including Kenmore, GE, Whirlpool, Maytag, Frigidaire, LG, Amana, and KitchenAid. Plus, use your Sears card and choose between 12 months, no interest, no payments, or free delivery after mailing rebate on any home appliance over $399. There's also great financing offers in the home electronics and lawn and garden departments. See store for details. Save on all Craftsman Mechanics tools, garage door openers, tool storage, cordless drills, bench and stationary power tools and equipment. Plus save on all gear wrench ratcheting wrenches and compressors. Don't miss the 15% off appliance sale this Friday through Monday at your St. Louis Sears store.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Ain't I good to you? My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to this morning. My guest this hour, President of Now, Kim Gandy, is joining us, and Olga Vivas is also joining us. Olga, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Chicago, my hometown.
Okay. All right. Talk to us about immigrant right advocate Elvira Arellano. Talk to us about her.
Well, she actually was in Chicago in a church for a year because she had been threatened with deportation, and she has a U.S. born son. She was trying to avoid that, and also heading a group that would advocate for the families not to be divided. Eventually, she came out of hiding or being in that sanctuary and went to Los Angeles, where she was arrested and eventually deported. She is a woman who doesn't have any documents and came to the United States to work and has a son who is a U.S.-born child. So as a result of that, he is a U.S. citizen. Right now, what's happened is that they're separated, and this is just an indication of how these families are suffering the consequences of not having fair and true immigration reform in this country.
And two things that come two questions that arise out of this story: the issue of sanctuary. Is there such a thing as sanctuary for an undocumented worker and a church? Does that exist?
Well, not officially, but they do take refuge, and this was a case that was intended to project the human factor, you know, the human struggle here of these families. So in some way, it was designed to bring light to this situation that is happening here in this country today with these families.
And with respect to why she left to go talk to lobby Nancy Pelosi, right?
Exactly. She was, she's an activist. She wanted to talk about the need to fix this problem that we have in this country with immigration. discussion, and to have some people listen to her approach, which, you know, really was saying, don't separate me from my child.
And Kim, how is now weighing in on this? What, why is this an important issue for now?
Because the impact of this falls disproportionately on women. It's the women with young children who are being separated from their families. It's the female immigrants who frequently don't have protections because our immigration system is slanted toward admitting men. It admits people based on profession. And the kinds of professions that tend to be admitted, like the engineering and technical and computer professions, tend to be heavily occupied by men from other countries who then come in with legal permission to work, but their wives come in without permission to work. They're on dependent visas. So if they're abused, if there's a problem, if he's violent, if he kicks them out, they have no way to support themselves, but often they're not allowed to leave with their children, especially if their children have been born in the U.S. It's a terrible catch-22 that has a real impact on women and families.
And Kim, has the Immigration Department, has any of our U.S. policies with respect to immigration ever really taken a family approach to the design of the laws?
Well, they say that they take a family approach. In other words, they do allow the wife and kids to come when he comes, but then they create a forced dependency situation that can exacerbate an abuse situation, for example. And they basically force the wife, who might have been a professional in her home country, to become an unemployed dependent, unable to work. And sometimes the women go to work anyway, and then they're arrested for working unlawfully.
And Olga, does Elvira have any concerns about her deportation from the perspective of she will be in danger in returning to her her native land?
She has returned there, and she is seeking some way of getting reunited with her son. I don't know exactly what she stands right now regarding that, but I think that in Mexico, for example, this has been a very prominent case that is being talked about. And
how are the citizens of Mexico viewing this deportation?
Well, you know, there is this fear of you know, persecution and which is really happening. You know, these communities are really being persecuted here in the United States. You know, we have horrible situations where the police, you know, the local police comes to the immigrant communities and knock on their doors in the middle of the night and bring people out. It's very horrifying. And so there is a great deal of alarm over the tactics that are being used in this country to handle this problem. And it's very unfortunate because this country is a country of immigrants, and that we are engaging in this kind of behavior, you know, rather than getting serious about reforming the system, is really very sad. And they're looking at this at the United States, you know, today, with a different angle, a different approach. How could this be happening in the United States of America?
And Kim, what are the policies that we have with respect to how children are supposed to be treated? And what happens to a child where the mom is deported? What happens, and the child was born here in the United States, a United States citizen? What do we see? What are the regulations? What's the legislation? And is there any legislation being considered that to change that?
Well, I think it depends from place to place, but what I hear most is that the children, if the children are located, they're turned over to Child Protective Services, put into foster care. Sometimes other relatives are located, but often the other relatives might be undocumented. Say the mother's sister is there, but she's undocumented. She's afraid to come and claim her niece or nephew and take care of them lest she be arrested and deported just like her sister. So they create a situation where even if there is a family member who could take custody of the child, someone the child knows, instead this poor, I mean, imagine your own child being put into the hands of total strangers in a strange country. It really is horrifying. And you mentioned asylum earlier. A lot of people come from countries, a lot of women come from countries where there is enormous, enormous repression of women in those countries, where women aren't allowed to have an education or work or even drive cars, where there's mutilation of them, FGM, genital mutilation of women of a certain age, and women leave sometimes with their children and try to get into the United States because they believe that their children would be protected here. They know that that kind of barbarism wouldn't take place. And yet often the immigration judges, who, you know, their decisions vary dramatically from place to place, sometimes don't recognize that or don't recognize the repression and abuse that they would go back to as a valid reason for immigrating.
And Olga, the argument that we hear, or the position that people take on this issue of immigrant, is it's an extraordinary cost to our country to have undocumented workers. How do we, can we evaluate an undocumented worker's financial cost of an undocumented worker?
Well, I don't, that's total misinformation. Of course, it's a campaign to divide our country along this issue. Every person that lives in this country, undocumented or documented, is a taxpayer. Every time you go buy something, you pay taxes. Every time you rent an apartment, you pay taxes. These people, the undocumented, have absolutely no rights to anything. The only thing they have a right to is if they have children, the children go to school. And we're talking about a major problem here. It's estimated that there are 3 to 4 million children, U.S.-born children, from undocumented people. Are we going to separate them all? And these.
And then what is the cost of that?
Of what?
If the decision is, okay, separate them, what's the cost of that? I mean,
exactly.
That's
exactly. Then the child becomes, like Kim said, dependent on Child Protective Services, a ward of the state, and so on and so forth. It is not only a human cost. There are costs associated with it. But further, to imply that an immigrant worker does not contribute to this society and to this economy is really a very unfair thing that people are grabbing to, on from these misinformation that is going on, because I think this issue is being used to divide us. It is a very hard issue, difficult situation for us here, and it's really unfortunate.
And it's also unfortunate that we are in the midst of a presidential campaign forever and ever without end, apparently, that's going to be using this as an issue. And we're going to take a break. I'm talking to the president of NOW, Kim Gandy, and also Olga Viva. She is joining us as well. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about the cost of deportation to women, the impact upon children, and the policies that this country has and doesn't have with respect to children being separated from their mothers and their families. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I see you have some questions and comments that you want to get in on, weigh in on. We'll do that right after this break. Please stay with us. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life, and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz. Dateline Afghanistan. A bomber targeted the Kabul International Airport earlier today. The suicide bomber plowed into three vehicles at the airport's military gate, killing one Afghan soldier and wounding four other people. The bomber was driving an explosives-laden vehicle and hit two international military vehicles without detonating. A third vehicle belonging to the Afghan National Army was then targeted, triggering the vehicle's explosion. NATO's International Security Assistance Force says it was aware of an explosion taking place in the area that had lightly wounded an unknown number of people. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz.
Are you so busy with work that you don't have time to improve how you work? Here's good news. You can now learn how to get more done in less time from not one, but two premier coaches. Register now for the Personal Leadership Secrets teleseminar series. Invest a little in yourself, and you will produce extraordinary results guaranteed. Just go to pattycook.com to register. That's PattyCook.com. You'll be glad you did.
Your St. Louis Sears store is the place to shop for all your appliance needs. And this Labor Day weekend, you'll find 15% off all appliances, including Kenmore, GE, Whirlpool, Maytag, Frigidaire, LG, Amana, and KitchenAid. Plus, use your Sears card and choose between 12 months, no interest, no payments, or free delivery after mailing rebate on any home appliance over $399. There's also great financing offers in the home electronics and lawn and garden departments. See store for details. Save on all Craftsman Mechanics tools, garage door openers, tool storage, cordless drills, bench and stationary power tools and equipment. Plus save on all gear wrench, ratcheting wrenches and compressors. Don't miss the 15% off appliance sale this Friday through Monday at your St. Louis Sears store.
It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. And before we get to my guests, get back to my guests and our callers that are waiting to have make some comments, I want to do a couple of shout-outs to some of our advertisers here on the Wake Up Call. Don't forget, today, they don't call it Friday at Archie's All-American Cafe. They call it Fish Friday. That means that you can go down to Archie's 5 o'clock to midnight, a fish fry galore. Go on down to Archie's. It's located in the Loop at 6277 Del Mar. And if you can't make it for the Fish Friday, you can make it for the hot dogs. They have hot dogs, All-American hot dogs, Chicago dogs, Kraut dogs, Ruba dogs, pizza dogs, cheese dogs. And you have your choice of beef, soy, or turkey, and they are wonderful. Archie's All-American Cafe, 15 years serving the community, 6277 Del Mar. Pay him a visit and tell him that I told you to. And you know I'm always trying to fill your mind with words, fill your mind with books. Here's one for you, a book that nobody wanted to. None of the major publishers wanted to touch this book, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. Why? Well, Bruce Petty is talking about a whole lot of things that make some folks a little uncomfortable. What about a declaration by the United States that racism does rule the United States of America? How about that? How about an assassin? How about a black man becoming the president of the United States, all of that and more. An all-American deal. Bruce Petty has written a page-turner, and you need to pick up his book. Why? Because he does it. Nobody wanted to publish this book, but that's okay. I have it here at the Wake Up Call. You can get it at Left Bank Books. You can get it at the Knowledge Center. You can get it at the NOI Information Center. You can get it at Ujamaa. And when you pick it up, tell them I told you to. This morning, we are having a conversation with the president of NOW, Kim Gandy, and Olga Vivas. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about the deportation of an immigrant right advocate, Elvira Arellano. And we are talking about what our country's policies are towards immigrants, undocumented workers, and the children that they, that the U.S. citizen children that they have. We're going to get to some of our callers here. Maurice, what is your question or comment for our guest this morning?
Good morning, Ms. Brownie. Good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
I've been listening to your discussion and just wanted to make a comment. Not this discussion, but prior discussions that I've heard in different news articles, read in different news articles, heard in different news shows, kind of missed the real big picture of the immigration issue. And I think that is that our policy, period, helped push a lot of people to make some of the decisions they make as far as getting, coming to America for opportunities. I look at NAFTA, I look at CAFTA, and these benefit these large corporations. And what they do, they destroy economies in other countries. And it forced people just from, again, human nature to survive, to make those decisions, to look for opportunities elsewhere. And I think a lot of people kind of miss that whole point that we actually have created this problem. I won't even call it a problem. We have created this situation.
I think that's a great point, Kim. Isn't that a perfect point and something that is missed in the discussion?
It is an excellent point. Our policies absolutely have contributed to this. Our policies have contributed to poverty in other countries that drives people out of those countries. And one thing that I think people don't talk about very much is there's this sense, especially if you hear right-wing talk radio, that everybody who is here without papers crawled over a fence or sneaked into the country in the back of a truck. And, in fact, most people who are here undocumented simply overstayed their visas. They were here legally. They came to the country for 7 years or for some period to do something, met somebody here, had kids here. And suddenly, as any of us would do, we're looking at the prospect of uprooting our families, uprooting our kids, taking them to a country where they don't speak the language and don't know anyone, even though it's your home country, your kids don't know that language or know anyone there. And so many people then said, because for the good of their families, they stay. And you can hardly blame them. It really is, I think, a cruel policy to allow people to come and build a life in the United States and then send them back.
And the reality
is that they're here. Now, what we do about more people coming in is a different question, but for the people who are here, who've built lives here, I think it's cruel, especially if you're going to send them back to a country where they cannot really survive in the way that they can here.
And the impetus behind the send them back, Olga, is because they're a drain on us, and where is the evidence of the drain?
There's really no evidence. It's just a very hateful, racist approach to immigration reform. When you think about it, you know, to even imagine that we would deport 12 million people is really absurd. In fact, ICE, which is the Immigration Customs Enforcement, has been conducting these raids and deportations. They've only managed to deport less than 200,000 people. And so, you know, this is really unrealistic, it's hateful, and it's inhumane at so many levels. You know, I'm an immigrant myself. One of the hardest things that my family did was to leave our country and come here. It's very, very difficult to do, and people do it because they need to survive. It's a survival issue, and I agree with the caller. Our policies need to be examined and see what impact they have in other countries' economies.
And, Kim, do we have any hopeful signs out here on the horizon about policies that are being advocated by any of the presidential candidates?
Well, you know, some of the candidates, Bill Richardson, for example, does talk about the fact that if his parents hadn't driven fast enough, he wouldn't have been born in the United States. His parents were in Mexico at the time, and they rushed very quickly to get to a hospital in San Diego just over the border so that he could be born in the United States, or he wouldn't be running for president right now. It's not because his father was a citizen, but but he wouldn't have been. And so there is some discussion about the issue, but frankly, there's so much misinformation about it. A lot of the candidates who ought to be speaking out are probably afraid to do so because they're going to get slammed by people who frankly don't know any better, who are getting their news from Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly.
So is it a good thing that they were unable to pass any kind of legislation this last session?
Well, the legislation that was up last session is not something that was really supportable. It might have been, as the advocate said, it might have been the best that we could do at that point, but it had so many problems and so many holes in it. Olga, who is, I don't think you mentioned that Olga is now as executive vice president
right.
nationally, and Olga is the leader, was a convener of a group of women's organizations working specifically on immigrant issues and put out a call for any national immigration reform to consider certain things. And they laid out some specific concerns of women that ought to be included in any immigration reform.
Well, where can people find out more information and NOW's position on this issue?
If you go to now.org, now.org, there's a search screen on the first page. You can type in immigration or immigrant women and search for various documents and commentary. But there's also a story on our homepage about Elvira Arellano and what has happened to her.
Very good. I want to thank you both, Kim Gandy, president of NOW, for joining me, and also Olga Viva. She is the executive vice president of NOW. And, Kim, you know, watch your hands.
All right. Watch
your hands under those stalls.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care now. Thank you. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I'll be back next hour to take your calls and comments. We have much business to tend to. Stay with us.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how is this
now? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. People struggling in the subprime mortgage mess may get an extra helping hand today in new measures the president is announcing. ABC's Ann Compton at the White House has a preview.
With the sour housing markets threatening the wider economy, President Bush is offering something of a bailout to homeowners who can no longer afford to pay their rising mortgages. He'll announce some changes that do not need congressional approval to ensure mortgages for families who are in danger of losing their homes and lowering housing down payments. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig is so far refusing to resign in connection with an arrest at a Minneapolis airport bathroom, but ABC's Vic Ratner says his time may be limited.
Political aides say the pressure on Senator Craig has been increased by the release of the embarrassing police tape in which he has to explain his conduct in that Minneapolis bathroom.
Your foot came toward mine came toward yours. Was that natural? I don't know. Did we bump? Yes, I think we did.
In the police recording, Senator Craig denies soliciting sex, tells the arresting officer he's a respectable person who doesn't do that kind of thing. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Her two sons, Princes William and Harry, were among those singing the praises of the People's Princess, Princess Diana, at a memorial service in London, marking the 10th anniversary of her death.
She made us and so many other people happy. May this be the way
she is remembered.
The Queen was also on hand for the service. Fans, however, ignored warnings from officials not to leave floral tributes outside Diana's former home, Kensington Palace, where a makeshift memorial has again emerged. Outrage in Orlando, Florida is scrawled right on the gas pumps, where prices range from $2.60 a gallon to $2.70 a gallon. Customers are spelling out their anger over the prices in graffiti on the pumps. Asked how he could get away with charging such prices, the owner said because of high volume and clearly labeled prices. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
So, how are you and Lisa celebrating Project Day?
You mean Labor Day?
No, Labor Day's on Monday, which means Monday's kind of like Sunday, which means Sunday's actually Saturday, which means Saturday is Project Day.
Huh. And I didn't even buy a card.
This long weekend, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. From appliances to zero-turning radius mowers. Then get an extra day to enjoy it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Pep Boys has a very simple request to make of you through Labor Day. Stop at Pep Boys. Then you can stop your car in the manner to which you've become accustomed. With a quality pro-stop brake service by our ASE-certified technicians, just $79.99. Save $20 after mail-in rebate at Pep Boys. And if you see change as a good thing, how about a Pennzoil conventional oil change free when you apply for the Pep Boys credit card? So, quick review. Stop and change through Labor Day. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
The nominees have been revealed for this year's Country Music Association Awards. ABC's Hunter Kelly reports from Nashville.
Brad Paisley and George Strait lead the pack of this year's CMA Awards nominees with five nods each, including Entertainer of the Year and Album of the Year. Paisley is thankful to be recognized by his peers.
I'm tickled to be invited to these shows to be nominated.
Strait's nominations come 27 years after he first hit the country scene.
I'm enjoying every minute of it, and I'm going to keep on doing it for as long as I can.
The 41st Annual CMA Awards will be broadcast live from Nashville on ABC TV November 7th. Hunter Kelly, ABC News, Nashville.
Colleges are trying to take back their Fridays. In a continuing effort to curb student drinking, some schools are encouraging teachers and students to have more tests and assignments come due Fridays. However, some students are unconvinced it'll work. One told the Boston Globe, let's be realistic, kids party on Thursdays, and that won't stop with Friday classes. He predicts the kids will either skip them or simply show up hungover. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a bank president and his wife have been sentenced on fraud charges. William Michael Huffman was president of Canton State Bank. U.S. Attorney Catherine Hanaway says fraudulent activities by Huffman and his wife Patricia resulted in losses to the Canton Bank, as well as three other banks and Farm Service Agency. William Huffman has been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison and must also pay restitution of $315,000. He is also barred from working in the banking industry. Patricia Huffman was sentenced to 4 months of home confinement and has been ordered to pay back $82,000. Both pleaded guilty in February. The president of Bosnia is visiting the Midwest. Zeljko Komšić is in the area for the weekend as part of the Bosnian Heritage Festival. 40,000 Bosnians, the largest population outside of the country itself, make their homes in the St. Louis area. It marks only the second time the city has played host to a Bosnian president, with the other visit taking place in 2004. Komšić and his delegation plan to attend several events during this weekend's festival at Carondelet Park. Finally this hour, the Rams captured the Governor's Cup last night by defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 10-3 in the preseason finale at the Edward Jones Dome. The game was an opportunity for team backups to get playing time and for other players to fight for their jobs before the start of the season. The Rams wrapped up preseason play with a 2-2 record. The Governor's Cup had resided in Kansas City for four of the past five preseasons before last night's game. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Thank you, Patrick. 6 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. Time to take a quick look at the roadways right now. Not too much to report. We do have Boone's Crossing, an earlier incident has been cleared on eastbound 4064. Earlier disabled vehicle has been cleared to the right shoulder. Maybe a slowdown or two in the area with cars taking a look. 141 northbound between Clayton Road and Ladue. Expect a little bit of slow traffic there. Also eastbound 64 between Timberlake Manor and Spady. Traffic just a little bit slow this hour. 270 drivers. Looks like northbound 270 between Highway 30 and Ladue, Graboy and Ladue. Slow traffic all the way up to Ladue due to an earlier accident that has been cleared. Also an accident cleared on northbound 270 at Page, but a lot of residual delays all the way back to Highway 40, so do be careful in that area. Interstate 70 westbound between Riverview and Lucas and Huntslow going in that area. And 270 in North County, westbound between Bell Fountain and West Florissant. Slow traffic there. Quick look at your WGNU forecast. Sunny skies on tap for today. Very nice. Highs expected in the mid-80s tonight. Clear overnight lows around 60. Still a good night to open the windows and let those air conditioners take a break. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Highs in the mid-80s. Great start to the weekend. The whole Labor Day weekend looks marvelous. Mostly sunny on Sunday with highs near 90. And Labor Day, more of the same. 61 at WGNU in the Central West End, Lambert Field, bringing in 60 this hour. Clear skies and 56 in Cahokia, 57 in Alton, also Belleville reporting clear skies and 57. That's a look at news and your local traffic. Stay tuned. We've got more of the award-winning wake-up call right here on WGNU. I'm Brian Kay for your station for the issues that matter most.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, tell my sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, tell my sisters. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease,
war itself. We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. You know what? I know you're going to have a great weekend. How do I know you're going to have a great weekend? No, I'm not Dionne Warwick. I am not a psychic. But I can predict that you are going to have a great weekend, because I know your name is not Republican Senator Larry Craig. I know you're going to have a good weekend because we know what a bad weekend is now. We know what a bad weekend is. A bad weekend is a grown man who is one of the members of the most exclusive club in America, the Club of 100, mostly white men, 99.9% white men, getting busted in a public restroom for solicitation of sex. And his excuse as a member of the most exclusive club, and remember, membership has its value, okay? Membership has its advantages. You walk this earth in a world in a way that nobody can touch you. Now, he acted like a guilty child. Why? Because he was guilty. All he wanted to do was catch a plane, cop a plea, and cash his check from you and me. That's all he wanted to do. Just some of the conversation from with Republican Senator Larry Craig. Here's Larry Craig. First question. Am I going to have to fight you in court? Cop. No, I'm not going to go to court unless you want me there. Republican Senator Larry Craig. Because I don't want to be in court either. What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't want my family to know that I was in a public men's bathroom soliciting sex from the man in the stall next to me. I don't blame you, baby. I don't blame you for not wanting your family to know about that, but how's that working out for you? Do they know? And it goes on. Here's what the cop says. All right, I know I can bring you to jail, but that's not my goal here, okay? Republican Senator Larry Craig. Don't do that. Don't do that. You. I'm not going to bring you to jail. You solicited me. Okay. We're going to get to that. Oh, okay. Okay. I understand. I remember once I was driving down Lindell, and I got to the church there, the Basilica there, the Catholic church there. And a nun, on her way to Mass, pulled in front of me, and I hit her. And so the cops came, and the nun said to me, well, you were going fast. I said, you hit me. She said, all right, you're right, you're right. So I understand. I understand the folks' initial response is to get out of trouble. And that was from a nun. Of course, the cop gave the nun the ticket, and I laughed at the cop and said, oh, you're going to hell. You gave a nun a ticket. But my point is that people all the time, a lot of people, a nun instinctively tried to blame it on me when she knew it was her fault. Larry Craig, Republican Senator Larry Craig, is like the nun. Instinctively blaming it on somebody else, but then when you push up against them, they're like, okay, you're right. You're right, I did do wrong, but I couldn't help myself. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have some school stuff we got to talk about. We have some breaking news there to talk about. We have so much stuff to talk about. Let's get some of it. Let's get all of it. Let's get a whole lot of it done. Meetings last night about community meetings last night. We're going to talk about some of that. Good golly, Ms. Molly. We have a lot of stuff. And if Dr. Rosa Kincaid is listening, or Jimmy, if you're listening, please give me a call at 454-6660. I need to talk to you before our show with Wellness 101. Please give me a call. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Some field person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward. And every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to tend to. Much to tend to. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Bob.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Two things. First, the pay for peace that we're doing in Iraq now. We're paying everybody that's still standing and haven't left the country to come over and take our money to quit fighting us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it through the contractors that we can't do it directly to the people, so we give it to the contractors.
Well, that's the plan that would come out of the mind of a D student and illiterate like Boy George.
Yes, and everybody's happy now. They're having money, and they're doing things. We're building the country, and they're still killing us every chance they get.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to speak about is the president, since they couldn't get the hedge funds to stop borrowing money from the banks, and the banks stopped borrowing money from savings and loans, and the real estate companies were just going down faster than sled in butter. But the president has announced that he's coming to the rescue. He announced this morning that he was going to make a speech at 11 o'clock, and that was to see that low-income people are able to buy houses. He says the low-income people are being hurt by this crunch that's on now. But, you know, all these homes that have been built, the Bellman Mortgage Company and car companies, everybody writing mortgages and making money and stealing money, and nobody seemed to care. Now, FHA has always been able to make loans for people that had a credit or a job or something, but they stayed out of this recent mess because there was too much fraud going on and they didn't want to get caught. But our great president is going to come to the aid of low-income people. Now, I cannot wait to hear what this fool is going to say that's going to bail them out. But he did it today to try to stop the stock market from plunging again for the weekend.
They can't. They're not going to be able to stop this because there's a whole new way of doing loans. That people talk about people buying homes and flipping them. Let's talk about the mortgage companies that are buying mortgages and flipping them.
When
a mortgage company is allowed to, or an investor is allowed to buy your mortgage, then they don't care whether you pay that mortgage off or not.
No.
You let it stay with one bank, it matters to them.
And they didn't care up until now if the house was worth what you were
mortgaging it for. They didn't care.
Because they were going to get their money any some kind of way. And then if you don't stay in the house for the 5 years till the balloon comes, you get a big $30,000 penalty on a $200,000 home.
How about this? How about this? Okay, y'all are going to tighten. They're going to tighten up now. It's going to be impossible for anybody but someone with super A credit now to get a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
So then who's going to buy all of those homes that are on the market now? We have this whole, we're going to have this extraordinary glut of homes on the market, one, foreclosed homes. Two, we're going to have a whole lot of people that can't sell their homes because who's going to be able to buy them?
We've got
so how's that
now.
Going to be resolved?
We've got that now.
But I'm saying if you tighten up credit, how are they going to sell these excess homes?
They can't sell them, and they haven't been selling them for the last couple of years. They've been renting them.
There you go.
And telling you had a mortgage.
And you know what you're going to start hearing now, Bob? You're going to start hearing the wonderful joy of home renter.
Okay.
No. Home rentership.
Okay.
They're going to change. They're going to start putting out PSAs out. They're going to start a whole new campaign with... You don't really need to own a home. Renting is in your future.
You
that's
mean
how
rent to buy?
No. You're not listening. What I'm saying is they're going to get up off the tip of home ownership as being anything valuable because they can't sell homes anymore.
And they have no equity in them when you move in because they were 40% overpriced when they got through building.
They're going to now try to teach our children and tell our upcoming generations that you don't want to own a home, rent one.
Well,
that's how they're going to address this.
FHA has always said down payment, income, credit, and employment. If you had those, you could get a house.
Well.
And they threw that out the window. They said no, nothing. Don't have a job, don't have a mortgage, don't have income. Come on.
I think if we wouldn't be having this problem if people's payments didn't go up. This isn't about people getting into a home and not being able from the get-go to pay the mortgage. This is about people who got into homes, could pay the one little monthly fee, but then all of a sudden they started having to pay $200 more a month, $300 more a month, or doubling those prices. That's what this is about.
Variable loan.
There you go.
And balloon loan.
There you go.
And profit.
There you go.
Thanks, Tim.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Alfred
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I just want to make a comment about that lady that called about the 7-year-old girl.
7-year-old boy. Little boy eating crackers.
Little boy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I know my daughter went to Incarnate Word. It was a high school. I don't know of any Incarnate Word grade school. The high school is located over in Normandy, between St. Charles Rock Road and, the SLU, you know, the college over there. But I don't know of any, Incarnate Word grammar school on Olive. And plus, I went to Catholic schools and I sent my children to Catholic schools and they wouldn't give them no crackers.
So you saying she's lying? So you saying she's lying?
I'm saying they wouldn't do it. Now you say what you want, you know.
Well, you don't believe that that's possible.
No, it's no.
Why?
No.
Why is it not possible?
I mean, they just don't function that way.
Well, so you're saying that because that they are a Catholic school, they don't function that way. That precludes them from engaging in behavior that is insensitive to children because they're Catholic.
Wait a minute. Let's not bring it just to Catholic. How many?
You said they.
Okay.
You said they.
All right. How many schools, if the child didn't have any lunch money for a particular day, would give them some crackers and say, your mama didn't give you no lunch money, so I'm not going to feed you?
I think that there are a lot of schools out there that do that. In fact, I know a school right here in St. Louis that told children that your lunch is a donut that is a loose donut, not in a plastic cellophane wrap, but a bunch of donuts that were dumped into a cardboard box. That is your lunch, and that came from Sodexo.
Okay, well, let me...
So yes, it happens every day,
okay,
Alfred.
Well, let me say it another way then. A private school. I'm going to say a Catholic school.
Why would you think that a private school is any different?
Is
any different? We just heard of one this morning.
Okay, well, if that were to happen...
Why?
And the Archdiocese found out about that, whoever gave that girl, that boy, crackers, they wouldn't have another job.
Why would you say, if the woman said, if the school said, look... Parents aren't paying the money for lunch money. We're not giving lunches for free here. What do you think the Catholic Church that has a financial bottom line would say? They say, okay, well, then make the parent pay the money. We can't afford to feed people for free. That's why we charge them. They have a fiscal bottom line too, Alfred. Don't take people out of human behavior, fiscal financial behavior because of who they are.
Another question.
Sure.
You ever heard of the St. Vincent de Paul?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You know how many people they feed?
But that's their job. Their job is to feed the homeless.
Yes.
This is a for-profit educational facility. Yes. Yes, why do you think the schools close? If the Catholic Church was so concerned about or could pay people, could run schools for free, why do they close them?
Well, that's what you're saying.
Saying that the Catholic Archdiocese that closes schools because they don't have the money to run the schools, all of a sudden would now not have a policy of engaging in behavior that's related to the amount of money that they get. Of course they do that. Of course they can do that. They are not precluded from doing that. And somebody called and said that they had an example of that. I don't see that there's anything in anybody's human behavior that precludes them from engaging in a bad act. Whether you are Catholic, whether you are Muslim, whether you are an atheist, whether you are non-denominational, you are not precluded from engaging in bad acts that are related to money. And the Catholic Church is not immune from that.
Okay, all I'm saying is, if that some teacher did that to that kid, just gave him crackers, tell that lady to call the Archdiocese and tell the Archdiocese about it, and then tell her to call back
and see if that
teacher got fired.
Or if that nothing happened to that teacher, because those are both possibilities, Alfred. We have to live in the real world. It's both possibilities. I know you are hopeful that she would be punished for that, but we got to live in the real world. It's possible that what happens to her is what you said, and it's also possible that they're in the fiscal bottom line and says, you know, okay, she don't pay, her baby's going to continue to get crackers.
No, it don't happen that way.
Okay, it can happen that way. I live in the real world. It can happen that way. I hope that you're right, but hoping that you're right doesn't make you right.
I wish that lady would call back and say exactly where that school located.
Okay,
at.
All right. Thanks for your call, Alfred.
Okay,
got a roll. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
8:31 in St. Louis. I'm Brian Kay. Good morning. Time to take a quick look at the roadways this hour. Highway 40 drivers westbound between 270 and Mason. There is an accident reported. No reports of lane blockage. Just expect a few delays there. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Manchester, that's a long track, and there is slow traffic all the way through that corridor this morning. That is because of an earlier accident that has been cleared. Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is flowing a little bit better now on Illinois Route 3 northbound as you approach the bridge. 270 southbound between Olive and Highway 40, traffic just a little slow this morning. Also 55 drivers northbound between 3200 Broadway and the brewery, expect a few delays there. Otherwise, lots of construction going on throughout the area, a few lane closures in place, so remember, take it easy and share the road. Sunny skies on tap for today, highs in the mid-80s, clear skies tonight with a low near 60, and tomorrow very nice, good start to the weekend for the Labor Day holiday. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s once again. St. Louis right now, 64 under clear skies, clear, and 63 in Cahokia. Alton, the coolest at measure this hour, 59 degrees. That's a look at news and your local forecast, or traffic, rather. Stay tuned. We've got more of the award-winning wake-up call coming up.
Hi. I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care. In any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there. And I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree. And I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Interior line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And I want to welcome another new advertiser to the wake-up call, Speedy Medical Supply, sales, rentals, and repairs. You know what? At Speedy Medical Supply, service is a pleasure. You need wheelchairs, you need diabetes care, you need personal care, you need self-diagnostic devices. You can get them at Speedy Medical Supply. They have sales, they have rentals, and they have repairs. Their phone number, 361-0014. That's 361-0014. They take Medicare, they take Medicaid, and they also take secondary insurance. You need oxygen tanks, you need walkers, your father, your mother, your aunt, your uncle, your grandma, your granddad, they need medical supplies? Well, Speedy Medical Supply is the place to go. Sales, rentals, and repairs. The phone number, and they have a 24-hour emergency service, 361-0014. That's 361-0014. Speedy Medical Supply, where service is a pleasure. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Barb.
Yeah, hey, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi. I just heard the previous caller was talking about the go to the archdiocese about the child getting eaten a cracker.
Mm-hmm. For lunch. All being fed only crackers for lunch because...
Well, let me tell you.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to add this to the archdiocese. I was an employee, a teacher in a preschool that's Catholic. We got laid off. I got laid off in 05 of September. Now, would you believe this? I wrote them four letters and asking them why I didn't get my position back. Guess what? They done went to a temp service and started hiring temps. People done retired. They called people back from out of retirement. They haven't gave me a response, Liz, and they haven't gave me a reason why I hadn't get my job back.
Mm. And what was it like within the Catholic schools? Was it about the bottom line?
Liz, I seen some horrible stuff that people would never think. And I tell anybody this, please do not put your kids in Catholic school. For one reason, you talking about the trash they feeding our kids in public school? Well, look out, baby, they feed your kids only soybeans and they give them spoiled milk. They get the milk in on Wednesday and by Monday morning, if the refrigerators are not good and adequate, it are not any good, right?
Mm.
The milk be spoiled. The kids.
Barbara, I just want to just interrupt just for a second. Here's what I would say. No parent should delude themselves that because I am paying money to any school that things are going to be all right.
That's
no
right.
Parent that without them checking on it, without them talking to people, parents should not give away, and I think that, and I don't want to attach this to the violation of priests and children and
right.
pedophilia, but I will in this respect. A lot of that occurred out of that these priests got the pass because people were automatically saying that priests are above bad human behavior. Let's be real. We
right.
are all human.
And let me tell you one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Say, oh, Lord. Look, Liz, they was doing some remodeling. They got some money from some funds, and they was doing a remodeling in the preschool because they had asbestos in there. Do you know we were forced to stay in there with those babies? Now, I'm not going to lie. These was infants. I'm talking about orm babies. They was doing asbestos two doors down in the same facility with kids in this building. You know we never closed down.
Mm.
And then, you know, they were with the director now. This going to get you. The director told us that we wasn't in harm's way. But I'm going to tell you something right now.
Did he have his children down there, and was he down there breathing it?
No, he wasn't. But we did. And I'm going to tell you something. I got a swelling up under my neck right now.
Mm.
I'm on my way to the doctor. They're saying that something is wrong now with my thyroid.
Mm.
Now, I inhaled asbestos for a whole week. The asbestos was getting cleaned out of one classroom, and the water was coming underneath in the infant room. And guess what? When we came back that Monday to work, we had a big old plant in the middle, you know, like the carpet on the floor. It had a big old plant grow over, and it was mold. Do you know they had the maintenance people to cut that mold down and treat it? But up underneath there, they didn't treat that. They take that stuff up, tear that floor up, and it's still in there.
And that's where the infants were kept?
The infants are still in there, and they're hiding, and I say I blame it on the people. The public doesn't know this, but I blame it on people that take their, you know, like their friends in the Catholics, and you know, Catholic people, this is just, to me, it's a disgrace, and I'm fighting right today, and I still want to know why I didn't get my position back. I want to know, why did they go to a temp service? I don't care if the director did retire. I want to know why I wasn't called back, and I'd have sent them four letters.
All right. Thank you, Barb.
Uh-huh.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I want to move to public schools, okay? I want to move to charter schools. Because we have some issues, and this is all about parents paying attention to the schools that they're in. And I'm going to get to your callers. Please stay with me just for a second. Now, let me do this. Let me get to another caller or two. Then I want to get to Confluence School. in Walnut Park, and Jeff Smith. Roy.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How you doing? This is Floyd.
Hi, Floyd.
Yeah, you know, about this Larry Craig thing, you know, I think it's a disgusting thing for a U.S. senator to say, well, I didn't want to have sex, but I didn't want to have sex. But it sounds like he admitted that he was at the airport. And when the officer asked him about see a lawyer, he said, I got to catch a plane like that. I mean,
I got to catch a plane.
No.
The cop read him his rights. He read him his rights. Do you I mean, I'm looking at the transcript right now, Floyd. The cops didn't know they read him his rights. They said, that, you know, you heard your rights being read. They read him his rights.
But, you know, I think for anybody who calls himself a Republican and about morals, they don't even know what morals is anymore. They don't even know what morals is all about. This is a party that's supposed to be family values. And like the other caller said earlier this morning, there ain't no value. It's despicable and a shame to be a Republican. And this man ought to lose his job, and he ought to be stepped down because he's harming to the party.
But, and I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal wrote an editorial, and it's entitled The Larry Craig Mess. So now comes Idaho's Senator Larry Craig to verify one more time Mr. Dooley's truth that politics ain't beanbag, huh? Huh? Well, I don't think that Larry Craig is going to be there much longer, but the thing to me is that the Republican Party should have come out the second that they found out that he pled guilty to this and said, step down.
Well,
that's what
if they don't do this, then it's going to be their fault.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks. You have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself. You too.
Bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. Please don't forget, a week from yesterday, Thursday, September 6th, we're going to have a political candidate recruitment forum. I am so excited about it. Everywhere I go, people are wanting to talk to me about this. We're partnering with a number of different organizations. This is going to be an event. It's going to be a workshop. You're going to come. If you're thinking about running for office, if you want to know about how to run for office, if you know that you want to run for office, if you live in North St. Louis, if you live in South St. Louis, if you live in Mid St. Louis, if you live in the county, if you black, if you white, we need people to come and be part of a progressive effort, a liberal effort, to involve ourselves in the political process. Why should a Jeff Smith pick who the next candidate of anything is going to be? We've seen what he's done. Why should a Talibellum $40,000 a year pieces of silver Talibellum mean bring anybody to the table? He needs to bring himself back home. We need to take the process out of the hands of those that have been corrupted by the process and let the people participate. I know of no other event like this in the history of the city of St. Louis. I'm being told that nothing like this has been done. Thursday, 6 o'clock at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, a political candidate recruitment forum. It's going to be, you're going to get so much information. You're going to have information to put in your hands and take with you. You're going to have an opportunity to talk to people in different components of running for office and being part of running for office, political philosophy. You're going to learn what a political philosophy is, how to put together a political philosophy, so much more. We're going to be assisted by, of course, the International Urban Institute. Of course, we're going to be assisted by SEIU, and we're going to be assisted by Jobs for Justice. So we have so much stuff. This Thursday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Bring your kids, too. Bring your 18-year-old. Bring your 17-year-old. Bring your kids because they need to know this as well. They need to participate as well. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to take a break. Yes, we are. Stay with us.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lizbeth Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lizbeth Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday, 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck Pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks. Is that what Republican Senator Craig is singing right about now? Well, trust me, you already are one. You're already out. Too late! Too late! 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Hello.
Well, a very informative show.
Well, thank you.
The lady that called and wants to get her job back with the Catholic people?
Mm-hmm. The Catholic, large diocese, yes.
Okay. It's happening. Well, I can only speak for Illinois and Missouri. They're laying people off, and they're bringing in temporary people or people who have retired. They don't have to pay them benefits.
There you go.
If they call her back, then they'd have to pay her benefits.
There you go. There
so
you go.
Her best bet is to either, and if I were her, I'd look for another job.
Move on, huh?
Yes.
All right now.
Okay.
Thank you,
Liz.
So much.
All
listen,
right.
Folks, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, in the next hour is Wellness 101, Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and the studio is already filled with the wonderful aromas of our food preparation show that's going to take place today. So you don't want to miss that in the next hour. And this is a heads up. We have a meeting that is going to take place next week. Why? And this is, I've been telling y'all about these charter schools, the problem with these charter schools. Well, at the Confluence School in Walnut Park,
Parents are being locked out of school. Parents are not being allowed beyond the office, not allowed to conduct random classroom visits for observations. Parents are not being made to feel welcome on campuses. Parents are upset the new changes that devalue the, and I'm reading this from their press release. Parents upset of the new changes that devalue the contributions that parents make to the school and their children's educational success. That's why we said there's a problem with charter schools because they don't have to follow the rules and regulations that public schools have to follow. Parents are not allowed to pick their children up early at the end of the school. Parents, students whose parents drop them off at 8:07, child's not allowed to go to his class because the parent did not come into the building and sign him in for the day. Huh. Parents cannot pick up their children early. Parents are not having immediate access to their children. That's illegal. And you need to come to the meeting at Confluence School. There's going to be a meeting for all concerned citizens at Confluence School, and you need to be there. You need to be part of that. That is going to be happening, and we're going to get that information to you. That is September 5th, Wednesday, at 6 o'clock at Confluence School. There's a PTO meeting. You need to come. Don't miss this. All you parents that have put your children in this charter school, Confluence School, come to the PTO meeting at the Confluence School, Walnut Park. The time is 6 o'clock. The day is next Wednesday. Be there at the PTO Confluence, parents. You need to be there. I asked Jeff Smith, who's on the board of Confluence School. I said, are you going to let the parents have access to where the money's going to? You going to do that? You going to guarantee? You going to promise? Charter schools are good for us? Then tell us where your money's going. He stumbled, he bumbled, and he never answered the question. Confluence, I advise all parents to go to this PTO meeting at Confluence School on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Be there. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. There was a very good, well-attended community meeting last night, a connection between Ward 5 and Ward 19. We also had Alderman Charles Quincy Troop was also in attendance. And we had state representatives there as well. We had people coming out to talk about what happened in Jefferson City. And I'm going to do a thorough job of discussing that next week on Eye on the Lou. We're going to go through all of that. We have these headlines that are coming out that a wonderful thing has happened for the city of St. Louis. But we're going to dissect that next week on Eye on the Lou. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Donna.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Donna Jones, school board member.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about Confluence. I remember several months back when I was visiting schools, and I visited one of the local schools. I believe it was Mark Twain, or it's another school in the neighborhood, and they were complaining quite boisterously about receiving charter school students around math testing time, that the students were being kicked out. And this seems to be a constant behavior of the charter schools around the math testing time.
Huh.
They get rid of their students that they don't want or that they think are going to bring their scores down, and they send them back to St. Louis Public Schools.
And that's something. You know what, yeah. I think? I think that I heard about a protest, or what a school is saying, an administrator is saying, that was a protest at one of the public schools that the kids didn't answer the questions on the math test. I think that that should be the message to every. I think that there should be a protest of national ramifications, that every student taking these math tests, they should answer every question with Mickey Mouse. Get rid of all of these tests, so that these tests because the tests are meaningless.
The tests are not
helpful. And if every kid answered every question with Mickey Mouse, they would stop giving those tests.
You're
would
right.
stop giving those tests.
In that protest, I believe one of one of the protests happened at Gateway High School.
And it needs to happen all across. It needs to happen all across. Maybe we can start something here in the city of St. Louis. Every child that takes the MAP test, answer every question with Mickey Mouse.
Absolutely.
And be done with it, and then kill these tests. Kill these tests because they're meaningless.
Right, and that was the excuse for starting school so early this year. I, as a parent, I truly believe that school should probably start after Labor Day.
Mm, I do, too.
I think it's too early, and a lot of our schools are not air-conditioned.
So they put our babies in un-air-conditioned schools without water.
Right, and I know we're still having problems with the school lunches.
Of course.
My child and a few other children were saying they had mystery meat on a couple of days, and the lunches look like they did last year.
Because the same people are serving them.
Same people. So people, thanks. Make sure you get up to the schools and you walk around and you pay attention.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Prince Carter, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. You know, I almost thought I heard you say that a school is not allowing parents to come through and take visits. I find that to be really crazy.
Well, I think it's illegal. Confluence School is refusing to let parents come in and have immediate access to their children and to drop in on the classrooms. This ain't a private school. Our tax money is paying for this. Parents have a right to access to their children. That's what happens when you let charter schools in, because all they do is break the law and not educate your baby.
Well, those parents need to be losing their minds. It's parents' responsibility.
There you go.
To maintain the welfare of their children.
There you go.
If they're not letting them in there, apparently they have something to hide.
Yes, they do.
If they didn't have anything to hide, they would welcome the parents and gladly receive them. And the mere fact that they're not doing that, they should be outraged.
That's fact. And there's a meeting at Confluence School on September 5th at 6 o'clock.
And every parent should make themselves available to be involved, and not ask, but demand that they have access to view the facilities where their children are housed on a day-to-day basis.
There you go. Thank you, Prince. We're going to come to the end of this hour. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call in the next hour. Since it's the last Friday of the month, that means that it is Food Preparation Day with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD, and Wellness 101. Got some good stuff for you. It smells good. We're going to be back. Stay with us.
It is time for us to use our power. For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can
this end? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Hoping to help families trapped in the credit crunch and the subprime mortgage payment squeeze, President Bush is unveiling some new initiatives at the White House today. ABC's Ann Compton has a look ahead.
The point of all this will be to keep low-income families in their homes by allowing about 80,000 additional homeowners to refinance their subprime mortgages at a better rate. President Bush has rejected the suggestion that the government simply give cash to homeowners in mortgage trouble. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Embattled Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig is trying to stand his ground, but support is crumbling beneath his feet in the wake of the arrest after a complaint of lewd behavior in a Minneapolis airport bathroom. ABC's David Wright has the view from Capitol Hill.
Apparently Senator Craig is trying to challenge the guilty plea at this point, saying he didn't know any better. But it's a pretty tall order. He signed a piece of paper saying that he understood the charges against him and that he was admitting his own guilt. Now, he was admitting guilt for disorderly conduct, not for anything more serious than that. But even so, that's a black mark that's going to be tough for him as a senator to put behind him.
If today is your getaway day for a Labor Day road trip, the experts advise you to remain calm and expect travel delays. Air Transport Association spokesman Dave Castleviter says smart travelers can get something back for their trouble.
There is compensation when a delay and or a cancellation is caused by the airline. When they have a maintenance situation and a flight cancels, then, you know, they'll provide you meal vouchers and they'll provide your hotel accommodations.
A man on a bulldozer and apparently a mission rammed it repeatedly into the wall of the town police station in Troy, New Hampshire. Before police stopped him, he'd torn down much of the front wall and caused heavy damage to the whole building. He's charged with criminal mischief and reckless conduct. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
So, how are you and Lisa celebrating Project Day?
You mean Labor Day?
No, Labor Day's on Monday, which means Monday's kind of like Sunday, which means Sunday's actually Saturday, which means Saturday is Project Day.
Huh. And I didn't even buy a card.
This long weekend, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. From appliances to zero-turning radius mowers. Then get an extra day to enjoy it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Pep Boys has a very simple request to make of you through Labor Day. Stop at Pep Boys. Then you can stop your car in the manner to which you've become accustomed. With a quality pro-stop brake service by our ASE-certified technicians, just $79.99. Save $20 after mail-in rebate at Pep Boys. And if you see change as a good thing, how about a Pennzoil conventional oil change free when you apply for the Pep Boys credit card? So, quick review. Stop and change through Labor Day. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
10 years ago today, the world was stunned by the death of Princess Diana, and ABC's Bill Deal says her silhouette still looms large.
Goodbye, Tina Brown, author of the best-selling book The Diana Chronicles, says even in death, Princess Diana is larger than life.
She was the last great iconic golden figure really left.
Brown covered Diana closely for many years, finally lunching with the princess mere weeks before her sudden death. What does Brown remember about that meeting?
Her great excitement at the sort of second act of her life.
Had she lived, Tina Brown believes...
I think she'd have really been at the forefront of the kind of celebrity humanitarianism you see with Angelina Jolie and Bono.
How would Princess Diana feel about all this attention?
Well, I think she would, in fact, be very touched and gratified.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
Senator Hillary Clinton stopped by to visit David Letterman on his Late Show to talk up her presidential campaign and poke fun at herself. Her top 10 list of campaign promises included, we'll finally have a president willing to ask for directions. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a tick-borne disease has killed a Central Missouri teen. 15-year-old Emily Powell of Centralia died Wednesday from ehrlichiosis, a disease acquired from ticks. Tick-borne diseases are being reported in Missouri this year at a far higher rate than the 5-year average. Higher than usual rates of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tularemia, and Lyme disease are also being reported. Officials recommend avoiding wooded and bushy areas with tall grass, wearing long pants and long sleeves, and using insect repellents that contain 20 to 50% DEET. A Belleville judge has thrown out a confession in a quadruple murder case. 30-year-old Jason Smith is accused of killing his former girlfriend, her 9-week-old baby, and 2 acquaintances in 2005. On Wednesday, a judge barred Smith's statements as evidence for his trial. Smith's attorney argued that an investigator got the confession illegally by repeatedly interrogating Smith after he said he didn't want to answer questions. Prosecutors say they plan to seek the death penalty. Smith's trial is set for November. Finally this hour, a school bus driver is being called a hero after reviving a student who had passed out. Nishi Davis says Laidlaw driver April Scott was driving her bus on Tuesday afternoon when Nishi's 5-year-old daughter Mariah fainted. The mother was concerned because of her daughter's chronic asthma, but Scott called for emergency help and worked to revive the girl. Mariah eventually responded to Scott's efforts before being taken to an area hospital. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Thank you, Patrick. And it is 6 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. A final look at traffic this morning. I'm Brian Kay. Injury accident this hour on the Interbelt southbound at Page. Be careful there. Expect some delays. Also, an accident on Highway 40 westbound before Ballas. No mention of any lane blockage there. 270 southbound, a disabled vehicle reported near Olive. Also, some delays southbound 270 between Page and Ladue this hour. Slow going through there. Interstate 44. Between Interstate 44 and Manchester, traffic still slow going on northbound 270. We had an earlier accident that was cleared, but that has caused quite a few residual delays this hour. Other than that, construction continues throughout the area, which means lane closures, and that means be careful and share the road. Quick check on the forecast. Sunny skies on tap for today. Highs expected in the mid-80s tonight. Clear skies overnight. Very nice. Keep those windows open. Lows right around 60. For the weekend, Labor Day looks great. Sunny on Saturday, sunny, mostly sunny skies on Sunday, highs around 80, up in the 80s, into 90s on Sunday, and Monday, mostly sunny Labor Day, the high around 90. Clear in 64 in St. Louis, 67 right now at WGNU. Cahokia reporting 63 under clear skies. Alton still just a few degrees cooler at 59. Belleville reporting clear skies and 60. That's a look at news, traffic, and your local forecast. Stay tuned. It's time to get back to the award-winning wake-up call on AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD, and today is the last Friday of the month. That means it's Food Preparation Friday. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm great.
Very good. Okay. What's cooking in the kitchen of Kincaid this morning?
Well, today I think I wanted to make something that everybody can relate to.
Okay.
So I picked pizza.
Pizza. All right, pizza. All right. So where do we begin, Dr. Kincaid?
Well, now pizza, the most difficult part of this is going to be the crust.
Okay.
Actually, it's not going to really be difficult. It's just that for this recipe, you're going to need a dehydrator.
Okay.
But
Before we go, what are the tools that we need for this recipe?
The tools that we need for this recipe are a food processor,
mm-hmm.
And a blender.
Okay, and a dehydrator.
And a dehydrator. And then there's also our basic equipment that we need for all of that cuisine. Because remember, this is living food. This is raw food.
Okay,
so
but
you don't need your stove.
But the machinery that we need a blender, we need a food processor, and we need a dehydrator.
Dehydrator.
Okay, so walk us through. Should we start with the sauce first, Dr. Kincaid?
Well, I think we should start with the crust first because
okay.
You want to make the crust first.
Okay.
The first thing that you need is 1 1/2 cups of sunflower seeds.
Okay.
And you want to soak those overnight.
Okay.
Okay. They have to be raw, unsalted sunflower seeds.
And you pour distilled water on them to soak them.
To soak them, and then you can put them in the refrigerator.
So you take how much raw sunflower seeds?
1 1/2 cups.
1 1/2 cups of raw sunflower seeds. You pour them in a bowl. Then you put enough distilled water on top of them to cover them.
Just a little bit more because
they swell
up.
They expand. Okay.
Yes, they expand. Put it in the refrigerator, and then you get 1 1/2 cup of sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds, okay. Okay.
And you soak those.
Okay.
All right. Put them in, same thing, put some water on top of them and then put it in the refrigerator. And that's it. You let them soak for about overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day you take them out and you pour them into a strainer. And then, you just rinse them real good.
You rinse all of the residue away because none of the stuff that came out of the soaking is something that you need to put back into you. Rinse them really good until the water runs clear.
Yes. And that's where the food processor comes in. You use your S blade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your chopping blade.
So you take the soaked nuts and you dump them into your food processor with the S blade.
Okay. And you juice 1 lemon.
Okay.
You take the seeds out.
That's about four teaspoons?
I usually get a small lemon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then you just start to pulverize it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you might have to add a little bit of water to it, but you try not to add too much because, remember, this is going to be a crust. And if you add too much water to it, then it takes a longer time to dehydrate. But you want to get it really, really smooth
mm-hmm.
so you don't see little parts of this sunflower seeds.
And the one of the additional benefits of the soaking is not only does it make it better for your body because it's starting to bring the seeds closer to the place of germination,
yes.
which makes
enzymes.
More enzymes in the seed. But it also allows the seed to be turned into something smooth and not crumbly, because it's almost, it turns into like a paste, but a thick, not real wet paste, but a thick paste.
Right. And then take the crust,
mm-hmm.
what we just made, and you make little pizza shells.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, with this, you make like 5 shells, the size of, the pita breads that you see in the supermarket.
Now, there are two types of dehydrators. They have the dehydrators that have the screens on them and the dehydrators that don't have the screens on them. You need to put it on like their Teflon little plate, the smooth plate in your dehydrator, because otherwise it'll fall through the screens.
That's
so
right.
You have to fashion them in the shape of a round circular plate.
Yes, and you make it 1/8 to 1/4 inch thick.
And you stick it in the dehydrator and you leave it. I crank mine up to 150.
Liz cranks hers up to 150. And the reason why she does that is because then you get a nice dry crust because you're going to be putting sauces and other toppings on it. And
you want you want that
kind of crunchy.
And we have to take a break. I'm talking to Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is Wellness 101, our food preparation day. And we're making pizza. And it is delish. We will be back. Stay with us. Summertime. And the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lizbeth Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lizbeth Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, pizza today. So we've talked about how to make the crust. How do we do the rest of it?
I just wanted to make one statement about the crust. If you do not own a dehydrator yet, then you can put the crust inside your oven and turn your oven to preheat, and then when the preheat light comes on, then you turn the oven off and just leave the crust in there for about 20-30 minutes, and that will help dry it out without actually cooking it.
Okay, because the reason why you don't, when you take food above a certain temperature, it kills the enzymes in it. That's why you're allowed to use a dehydrator, because a dehydrator does not kill the enzymes in it, but it does dry the food out.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
All righty. So the next thing we're going to do is make the pizza sauce.
Okay, and the pizza sauce requires?
Okay, we have 1/2 cup of sun-dried tomatoes, and we soak them for 2 hours, but you can soak them overnight if you want to. And you save the soaking water, okay? Then you get 1 large tomato, and you cut it up.
I like to use the Roma tomatoes, the plum tomatoes, because those to me seem to make a thicker, richer. I don't like the beefy tomatoes for this. I use the big, chunky plum tomatoes.
Okay. Then if you use those, you might need to use two,
mm-hmm.
two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need 2 teaspoonfuls of dried basil.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use fresh basil.
I like to use fresh basil, but I also like to double. If I'm using the dried basil, I double up on the recipe because when you double up on it, it really gives you that intense pizza taste.
Italian
mm-hmm.
pizza taste. Okay. And then 1 teaspoon of dried oregano.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 1 date.
Okay.
And don't forget to take that seed out of that date.
Absolutely. That's it.
Yeah. When you put that in your blender, it's going to make a horrible sound.
It's bad. Yes. It's bad all over the place on many levels.
That's right. And then we use 1/4 teaspoon full of sea salt.
So we put all of that in the blender. We turn the blender on, and then we go back and we get that water that we soak the sun-dried tomatoes in.
Yeah, and then you add some of that. Now, you still want this to be chunky and rich. You
mm-hmm.
don't want the watery too much.
Exactly.
So you just add enough so that you can get, you know, some good flow going
and
there
we
in
all
the machine.
Know, and we all know what a nice-looking pizza sauce looks like. This is something that is not unfamiliar to any of us. So you'll know it when you see it. As you're blending it in your blender. And the remarkable thing about this is that, you know, this is live food, so there's no heat that's touching it. And one would think that because no heat is touching it, you're going to miss out on, like, the aromas and all of the aromas that go into make part of the food preparation pleasurable. But when you take the top of your blender off after you've put together the sun-dried tomatoes, the basil, the oregano, the date, and the sea salt, the aroma that comes out of there is just fabulous. And when you stick your little spoon down in there and taste it, it's just going to blow your mind because it tastes incredible. And it tastes just like, better than the pizza sauce that you, or that familiar pizza sauce that we have. It's better than most anything that you've ever tasted. It's really, really good.
I agree. Because there are no chemicals, and mm-hmm. it's made from just pure produce.
And it's so easy. And it's so easy. You talk about pouring something out of a can is easy. This is so easy. All you do is drop this stuff in a blender, turn your blender on, and it's done. You don't have to go and cook the tomatoes, and then you don't have to go and shred up this and cut up this and do all of that. You drop these, 5 ingredients in the blender, let the blender do the work, and it is delish.
Yeah. It's very quick.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds complicated, but you can make this so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the next thing we're going to do is now we have our pizza crust.
Okay, we've got the crust, we've got the sauce, and what does every pizza need on top of that?
We need some toppings.
We need some toppings. What are our toppings?
Well, the toppings that we have on this pizza are 1 cup of Kalamata olives,
mm-hmm.
chopped up. The Kalamata olives are the black-looking olives.
Okay.
Okay, cut them up, and one cup of those, and then we get a red pepper. And we cut that, chop that up really small.
Really small.
Uh-huh. And
More like dice than cut. Dice it up.
Well, you want the little squares.
Exactly.
So you first you slice it, and then you cut it up. You know, it's really your own preference.
Mm-hmm.
But when you cut it up smaller, then it seems to get more of the flavor out of it. Because remember, we're doing raw. So when you crush things and cut them up small, you get more of the aroma from the vegetable. Then we have one red onion. Now, you know, there's some red onions that are huge.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your pizza overpowered by onion, so just get
a flavor.
Yeah, you want the medium large size
mm-hmm.
onion, and you chop that up. And then 1 tablespoon of fennel seeds. Actually, that goes on after. You take your vegetables, and you can add other vegetables if you want. If you want to cut up some yellow squash, or you want to put some, you know, little small pieces of other veggies on
mm-hmm.
there, you can. But for this pizza that we have, that's what we're going to use. And then you just put that right there on your crust. First, you put your sauce down. You put a layer of sauce on
your
crust.
So by now, our crust has been dehydrated. It's crusty. It's ready for eating.
Yes.
We take our pizza sauce out of our blender. We spoon it onto our crust. Then we take our toppings and drop our toppings on top of each one of our little individual pizzas.
That's right.
Okay.
And then we need 1 tablespoon of fennel seeds.
Okay.
And we take that and we just sprinkle that on top of our mixture.
Okay.
And Then, now, we make our cheese then. Okay. Now, the cheese, you do this two ways. You can either make the cheese first, put the cheese on top and dehydrate everything, or you can dehydrate the pizza cheese.
I've never thought about
then,
that.
Oh,
so put the cheese on first, huh?
You can do that.
I have not done that.
If you like the more crunchy version of pizza, you can do that.
Okay.
If you like that mushy New York type pizza that I like, then you put your cheese on after you dehydrate your pizza.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break because we're going to get ready to do the processing to make our cheese for our pizza. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, M.D. This is Wellness 101. We are making pizza, raw pizza, and it is blow your mind, delicious, awesome, and good stuff.
I'm looking at it.
It's very, very, well, actually, to tell the truth, I taste it. It's awesome. I'm going to taste it again on the air, and it's going to be even more awesome. Stay with us. We'll be back.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs.
The best hands in the business. 7 sign. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Got a furry friend? Tell Randy Grimm your animal tales online at WGNU.net.
Welcome back to Food Preparation Friday. This is when Dr. Rosa Kincaid brings you her recipes that will change your world, change your life. It's all raw, baby. It's all raw. And the food is, it is delicious. Today we are making pizza. And we've told you how to make the crust. We've told you how to make the sauce. Now we're going to do the cheese. And Dr. Kincaid, you're going to make that while we're on the air here.
Yes, I'm going to make some cheese made out of pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
Pine nuts have almost like a chicken-y type of a taste.
Mm, tastes like chicken.
Yeah, they're like white, smooth nuts. They're also called pignolia nuts. And you see it also in a lot of Thai food, a lot of Asian foods. Well, anyway, to make our pine nut cheese, we use 1 cup of pine nuts, and we soak them, of course. I soak them overnight. Pine nuts don't really expand very much.
No, you can soak these fast. At least that's been my experience, that it doesn't really take all night to get the pine nuts soft.
No, because they don't. If you soak them all night, they're going to be about the same as if you soak them 2 hours.
Right.
And so we use 1 cup of pine nuts, and then we use 1 clove of garlic and 1/4 teaspoonful of sea salt. And we're going to just put this in the blender with enough water to blend it.
Well, you want me to go ahead and do that while you're talking about this, or do you want to go put it in the blender?
I think I'll go do that. And
if you hand me my recipe book, I will give you another wonderful recipe while Dr. Kincaid is making the cheese for our pizza. And here is the recipe. It's a wonderful, if you're looking for a breakfast, recipe, this is the one to do it. It's called a veggie scramble. Now, what you need for this is you need the machinery that you need for this is a food processor. That's all you need. You take 1 cup of sunflower seeds, raw. Don't soak them. Dry. These are dry. You don't soak them. 1 cup of sunflower seeds, dry. 2 cups of almond, dry. 2 teaspoons of turmeric. It's yellow looking stuff. And so when it comes out, it almost looks like scrambled eggs. 2 teaspoons of turmeric and 1 teaspoon of sea salt. You take that, you put it into your food processor with your S blade, and then you blend it. And what you end up with is a powder. You end up with a dry powder. And once you get the dry powder going, you then begin to add water to the powder till you get a bit of a paste. And not too wet, not too dry. You want it moist enough so that you can mix in some vegetables with it. So you add enough, and I always do this distilled water in there, and I make it into a kind of a pasty thing, not too dry, not too wet, and make it into the paste. Then on the side, you have chopped up some red bell pepper, you've chopped up some yellow onion, you've chopped up some tomatoes. I like going heavy on the red bell pepper. In the background, you hear our pine nuts going at it. We're making our cheese for our pizza. Now, with this scramble, once you chop up all of the vegetables, you take the scramble out of your food processor, you mix all of your vegetables, together, and you can put it on a bed of lettuce, and you are good to go. This is a taste that will blow your mind. It is so good, so quick, so good for you, and so easy to make. Most of us have out there a food processor, and this is something to just to try, to maybe even just walk you into the world of living raw. So you have your food processor, you take a cup, 2 cups of almonds, 1 cup of sunflower seeds dry, 2 teaspoons of turmeric, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, put it in the blender and blend it up until it's dry and grainy. And then you start adding water to it till it turns into a paste while it's still in the food processor. In the meantime, you've chopped up your red peppers, you've chopped up your tomatoes, you've chopped up your yellow onions, and you once you mix it up in the food processor, you dump it into a bowl and then stir your chopped veggies into it and put that on a bed of green spinach or lettuce. And you are good to go, and it is delish. I say delish, delish. It is delish. Now, we've got our cheese made for our pizza. Dr. Kincaid, you ready to scoop it up for us here so we can have some pizza for breakfast with some cheese? Oh, Lord, we got some cheese on
yes,
that pizza.
Yes, we have non-dairy cheese.
Non-dairy cheese on our pizza. And what do you need, Dr. Kincaid? Oh, yeah, okay. So we have some non-dairy cheese for our pizza.
Yes.
Why don't you cut it up and serve it up for us?
Here,
let me do this. Let me move my plate over here, and we're getting ready to have the taste, the pizza. And also, Dr. Kincaid has brought with her, I don't even know how to say this. We have wonderful tea, and it's detox tea. Tea that is supposed to clean you out, but it's made so that you drink it like you drink regular tea.
Yes, we have...
I'm going to try the pizza while Dr. Kincaid is describing our detox tea.
Okay. Yes, we have detox tea. A lot of people are asking me about, how do you detox? We want to detox, so they come in...
Very good. Very good. Okay. Pizza's very good. Go right ahead.
Don't forget to leave me some, Liz.
You served it, so if I figured if you served it to me, you don't have any right to ask for anything extra. Okay, you gave this to me. Don't ask for any more.
Okay. What's left of it?
What's left? All right.
Go right actually, ahead. This is one of the one of my patients brought this to my attention that the detox tea that I ask them to drink each day actually tastes great when you make iced tea out of it.
Okay.
It's got blessed thistle. It's got juniper berries.
And if astragalus. I can interrupt just for a second, this is Dr. Kincaid's, one of your products that you've put together.
Yes.
A wonderful detox tea. And some people may like, okay, it's a little tough to try to get used to drinking this detox tea. I know I need to do it, but here we can make it user-friendly. We can turn it into like a sweet tea.
That's right.
Okay, so tell us how we do that.
Well, you sweeten it with a sweetener that is a healthy sweetener. Like what we are sweetening it with today is a sweetener called stevia.
And where can people get stevia, and what is stevia?
Stevia, you can get it at my office, and you can probably get it at some of your local health food stores. But stevia is a sweetener that has no calories, that's made from chrysanthemum flowers, from something in the chrysanthemum flower family.
So there's no chemicals in this.
There are no
There's no Monsanto chemicals up in this to make
there's
it into
no chemicals.
Sweetener.
Yes, it doesn't have aspartame in it, which is in the other sweeteners that
little
you
red,
see,
pink, or whatever
that
packages.
Little pink packages that have no calories in it. These are dangerous to use. Do not use these sweeteners. These can cause different types of brain damage, degenerative neurological diseases, diabetes, hypothyroidism. Leave those little packages alone. Actually, it's better just to eat sugar than to eat the artificial sugar.
Absolutely.
Yes. So if you're trying to maintain your weight, like like I am.
Mm-hmm.
I like my weight. I just love the taste of stevia. We have made the detox tea, which cleanses the blood, which cleanses the liver, and made it something that's actually fun to drink. We're drinking the detox tea with the pizza. And Lisa and Liz is just taking a big gulp over there. And she's looking at the rest of my pizza.
I'm looking at the rest of your pizza, but I appreciate the fact that you dipped it up for me. And this pizza is fabulous. The tea, if you like sweet tea, it is perfect for that. It's really a sweet, sweet, sweet tea. And I've grown accustomed to the taste of the regular detox tea.
Yes.
You know, and I do that a couple of times a day. And I'm doing the other tea that you brought in here as well.
Yes. I made mine to my taste. I like mine mm-hmm. sweet. But I also brought in some other sweeteners that you can use, mm-hmm. which agave, mm-hmm. Nectar is a natural sweetener.
Agave, and it looks like a little bit like honey.
It has a honey look on it, and it's made from a plant that looks almost like aloe.
Mm-hmm.
And
I use a lot of the agave at home. I use both of it. I use both of those for sweetness. But the agave is something that I'm turning out to use more than any, and they have dark agave and they have light agave.
Yes. And of course you can use honey.
Mm-hmm.
Raw honey.
Mm-hmm.
Very good for the immune system. And we're going to be doing a show about honey soon also because
there's
a lot of controversial stuff going on about that. But 100% maple syrup. You can also use, and there's some confusion about when people hear syrup and they think we're talking about pancake syrup.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about pancake syrup. That has corn syrup in it, has colors, it has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about 100% maple syrup that actually comes out of the trees.
So basically from tree to jar.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also molasses. Molasses is a sweetener that you can use. There are also like darker and lighter molasses,
mm-hmm.
And they are very rich in iron.
Okay.
So these are some of the sweeteners. You can get the detox tea at my office. Those of you who want to do some painless detox, it's just very good for the liver, kidneys, bloodstream, and it's something that I suggest that you drink every day. And this is how I've been drinking it, mm-hmm. since I found out.
Since you decided to make it into, or your client brought in this wonderful recipe for it. So you just add the stevia to taste.
The stevia to taste.
Stevia.
That's right. Yeah, and I've added a lot. You know, it's probably mm-hmm. too much for most people.
It's real sweet. I mean, if you, because a lot of people from the South have this wonderful appreciation of sweet, sweet, sweet tea, and that's what this is. This is a very, very, very sweet tea, and it doesn't taste anything like the detox tea that it is.
That's right.
So it makes it easy to go down. So the other piece of it is that it, because one of the things, if you're trying to make certain that you put the tea into yourself every day, you have to keep brewing it. You have to remember to brew it. So this way, you can put a pitcher in your refrigerator, and you can hit it whenever you come home. It's already sitting there waiting for you. So I like the idea of brewing up a pitcher of this and just having it sit there. So you just have to figure out what is it, what taste level do you like your tea that sweet. Yes.
The only problem that I'm having is that since I'm making it like this, I'm drinking more than a cup a day. I mean, I just drink it.
And that's a problem?
No, I'm
okay.
I tell everyone the one cup a day.
Okay.
I'm up to three cups a day.
Well, we're going
to
take a break here. This is Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
I'm field person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
How well do we really know ourselves? Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. But how do we find our true self? We'll take a look at how we can all know ourselves in a way that really matters and that brings healing. That's on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel.
The Christian Science Sentinel, Sundays at 1 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is our Friday feature of the Wake Up Call, Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And Dr. Kincaid, can we give away some of that detox tea?
Oh, yes. I would really enjoy giving away some of the detox tea to some of our listeners who would.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're going to give away some of the detox tea to the first five callers that call on into the show. We've cleared the board waiting for you at 454-0400. That's 454-0400. Call in and talk to us about any changes that you have made since you've been listening to Wellness 101 and how it has impacted your life. I'm sure a lot of you are not drinking fluoride, water, all of the changes. At 454-0400, call in and let us know how these changes have been made in your life, and you will get a sample of Dr. Kincaid's detox tea. How cool is that? 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. If you're trying to call in, it's too late. it's too late. We cleared the lines and everybody is here. So let me get to I'm going to make it easy for Brian. We're going to get to my first caller here. Yes, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name, please?
Dr. Kincaid.
What's your name?
My name's Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I've been listening to you all since you started, and I haven't really got into it, but I love pizza, and I want to try the pizza recipe.
Okay.
So is it available on the website?
You can send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to Rosa Kincaid, MD 2284 Yale Avenue. That's Yale Avenue.
Do you have access to the internet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, how about this? Can she email you, and you can email it to her?
She can email me also at drrosakincaid.com. That's drrosakincaid.com.
Okay.
All right. All right. We're going to put you on hold here, okay? So
right,
that Brian can get your number. You're on Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. I'm Liz Brown.
Hello.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Maurice. I'm a woman. I know I always say emphasize that, but my name is Maurice Brooks.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what I'm calling for, I'm listening to your radio.
Maurice, can you do me a favor? Can you turn your radio down in the background?
I'll turn it off.
Okay.
Okay, then. Now, what I'm calling for is this. I was listening to you, and I would like to have that pizza recipe. And plus, I was reading them calling, because I was listening to you talk about this green tea. And listen to this. I went into the store, oh, I guess about a month ago, and they had a lot of bottles of tea out, oh, Arizona tea. And I bought about three bottles. And now I'm wondering, now since you're talking about this tea, you know, I think I'd like rather have to change to the tea you're talking about. But the funniest thing I'm laughing about, I got about three. Got two big bowels left here.
Oh, okay, Maurice, why don't we let Dr. Kincaid talk to you about that Arizona tea, okay?
Okay, then.
Arizona tea is very, very well packaged.
Yes,
it is. It's a beautiful bottle.
Yes, it is.
But the contents are not conducive to health. It does have some green tea in it, but it also has sugar in it, and they also have natural flavors in there. And we had spoken about natural flavors and artificial flavors. Something that says natural flavors is not made from something that's natural. Okay, if something says natural orange flavor or natural tea flavor, it's made from a chemical. That is not good for you, so you do not want it.
I'll pour it out.
Yes, you can just go get some tea. You can make it yourself. It should just say green tea or other. There's other different types of herbs that can be listed on there, but it should not say flavors.
And here's what we're going to do, Maurice. What we're going to do is Brian has already taken your number. Is that right, Brian? I already have your number. And here's Dr. Kincaid's number because we're going to get you the tea.
644-0000. Zero, zero,
yes.
Zero, zero.
Okay, so call Dr. Kincaid's going to call you, or you can call Dr. Kincaid and arrange to pick up your free sample of the detox tea.
Yes, and you can.
You had to come. I don't have no transportation.
Oh, okay. Well, then again, we'll
figure it out. Okay, Maurice.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. We have your phone number. We'll get it to you.
We'll
okay?
send you the tea.
I really appreciate it.
Okay,
I'll just pull this. Yeah, I'm looking at it all. You know, I went into one of these maybe. I was trying to see one of these little discount stores, like, you know where they sell stuff at maybe, I don't know what a shopping station.
Okay, well, everything cheap's not good for you. That's
right. I hear what you're saying.
All right. And we got to get to our other callers. Thank you so much, Maurice.
And I appreciate it.
Take care, and thank you so much for listening. Let's get to Cecil. Good morning, Cecil. 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 Eula.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for the free offer. I definitely want to take you up on it.
Well, what have you been doing? What changes have you made in your life since listening to Wellness 101?
I love drinking tea, and I do try and get the natural tea. As a matter of fact, one tea that I used to get that I'm having trouble finding is sassafras root, which is my grandmother used to give me, which always did make me feel a lot better when I was able to get it. The last time I was able to get it was down at Soulard Market, but the last few times I've been down there, that didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Sassafras tea. All right.
Yeah.
And Eula, we have your number here, okay?
Okay.
All right. And Dr. Kincaid's number is 644-0000.
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Ori. Ori.
Hello. You have Eula here.
Okay, Eula. All right, Eula.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The change that I've made is that I'm using maple syrup.
Okay.
And I was using a detox, that Lacey Bowl detox tea, but I want to know where the doctor's office is at. And I'm using...
You're using maple syrup instead
organic,
of what?
Organic maple syrup.
Instead of what? Okay, good.
And I definitely don't use the sweeteners because you said, you know, about the different chemicals in there.
Yes, aspartame. Very good.
I try and use as many organic vegetables that I can afford.
Okay, very good.
I use the, like the oil. No oil, none.
Very good. Okay. All right. Well, Ori, that's wonderful.
Yes, and let me give my address again, too. It's 2284 Yale Avenue, And that's St. Louis 63143. If you can send me a stamped address envelope if you don't have access to the web. You can come to my office also, and I can give you a copy of the recipe.
And the number is 644-0000. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And Dr. Kincaid, we only have a few minutes left here. One of the things that's one of the challenges that faces all of us as we're trying to live a raw lifestyle is, okay, I travel. Okay, I go out of town, or I go visit a friend. How do you travel and keep raw?
Well, one food that travels really well, proteins, your heavier foods, which are your nuts and seeds. You can always carry those with you. You can bring a jar with some water in it, so if you want to soak them mm-hmm. overnight, you can soak them and then eat them. And also, you always want to take your vitamins with you, especially your green food supplements. Again, if you have that jar, mm-hmm. you can always get some juice. You know, if you're traveling on a plane, you can always get some juice and shake up your superfoods, your super greens, and drink your vitamins. You can wherever you go, you want to go to your supermarket and get your fresh produce, your fruits. They travel really well.
I've been looking at a lot of these different cookbooks and food preparation books, cookbooks for raw food, and the latest one that I had gave the recipe from today, yes. She's a chef, a raw food chef, and she talks about, she says, when I pack up, I pack a suitcase with my food processor in it and with my blender in it. She has the Vitamix blender.
Yes.
And that's heavy. It's a heavy one, and it's a $400 blender, yeah. And it's one that will last you a lifetime. But she packs up those items with her, and she says, then I can go to the natural markets, and I can make certain that I can fix the foods that I need with me.
Yes, but you can get these little tiny ones. You mm-hmm. can get food processors for like $15-$17 at some of the discount mm-hmm. Stores, and also the blender I brought today was about $15, mm-hmm. and I got that, and it's a smaller one, it's a travel one.
Right.
So if you want to travel with your equipment, you can. And Liz has a great travel bag mm-hmm. for raw foods. It looks like a shop. It's beautiful on the outside. On the inside, it's got the
insulation
mm-hmm. and it looks like a shopping bag.
Yes,
but it's
it does.
An insulated shopping bag.
It's a zipper top. It's
yes.
a zipper top. So
and
it
and
also
she always has it with her.
I always have. At least I have for the last 4 or 5 months. It has a zipper top, and not only can I carry my foods with it, but when I go to the grocery store, I just put my vegetables in it so that they don't wilt on the way home. So it serves a number of purposes. And to tell you the truth, I have 4 of them. So I keep 2 in my car, and then I take them back and forth to work for eating purposes. Let me get to one more. Ori.
Yes.
Okay, quickly, please. Changes you've made.
Well, my blood sugar has dropped pretty fast. And since been listening to you, I've become one of her new patients.
Excellent.
Yes.
Very good. That's wonderful news. And Ori, we have your phone number, and you're going to get some free detox tea. How about that?
Thank you.
All right, now, thank you, and thank you. See that? What a difference a great doctor makes, huh?
Yes, it does.
All right, now, Ori, you have a wonderful weekend. You have a wonderful weekend, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Okay. And Dr. Kincaid, there you go. How does that make you feel when you hear people say good stuff like that?
Well, I just love to see people getting well,
mm-hmm.
and I just hate to see people sick. So
yeah.
We got to keep doing this.
And I love the idea, if for no other reason, the whole concept of sweetening this detox tea, it will always be in my refrigerator. Because my challenge is, okay, God, I got to go brew a cup, and then I got to, you know, yeah. then it takes you a while to drink a cup of hot tea, particularly when it's 115 degrees outside, it takes you a while to drink a cup of hot tea. So having this in the refrigerator is a brilliant idea. Can I do that with the turmeric tea, too?
But it doesn't taste as well.
Okay.
It does not taste good. No.
All right, stuck with that. but that I do like the detox piece. Dr. Kincaid, have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous weekend. And we
and
will.
You too.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm full. I'm ready to go. Had my pizza. And if you don't eat yours, I know I'm walking out of here with it. Okay. If you don't eat yours, I'm getting it.
I need to bring more next
yes,
time.
Yes, you do. You should have known better. Should have known better. This is Liz Brown, Wellness 101. You know what? We've come to the end of yet another week. I want to thank you all so much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Until then, stay strong, Dr. Kincaid. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Liz.
All right, folks. All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
I will never say that God left a gene me. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you sustain?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's wonder.